It is the Tuesday show, the Drew and Mike show in the DealsNiddy.com studios. And we're supposed to talk to somebody about the murder hornets. At one time, I thought all of us were in jeopardy being murdered by the murder hornets, but I don't know where that just sort of, did they not make it over here or?
No. No, they did.
I never got stung by one.
Well, they're not here yet.
They just removed this giant nest in these people's backyard.
Which, are they other places?
Well, that's, come on.
I'm asking, I don't know.
You would figure if there's one nest back there, there's got to be like 50.
And I know flies.
I know nothing about hornets, much less murder hornets.
I don't like mosquitoes.
They're pretty huge, I will say.
Yeah, God, I hate hornets.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite thing to do is knock down little hornets.
Oh, me too. I love that.
Nest. Yeah, Charlotte goes
what about
nuts.
Spraying the foamy killer stuff at just a whole nest of them? Oh, is that a blast?
From 50 yards away?
No, you pussies. You got to get up there and knock it down with a screwdriver and then stomp on its
knock
eggs.
It down.
we set them on fire. I went one more. I went nuclear.
Right. I forgot you set them on fire.
Well, that's setting them on fire is pretty cool, I got to say.
That was
although,
fun.
Kind of, you're sort of moving to the Dahmer zone, I think.
Oh, by the way, they were rebuilding their Death Star by 7 p.m. that night.
Wow.
Oh, the hornets, they always do.
Yeah, the ones that survived were back, and they were just like, hey, we can fix this.
Well, we can have another little fire, too.
I know, that's true.
I knew I became an old man when I get really mad at, like, squirrels in my yard.
Yeah.
Bugs in my yard. Uh-huh. I used to never care about that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't need to be too upset about it.
No, I'm an old man. I have nothing to do but go out there and yell at him to get out of my yard.
What's the murder hornet lady's name?
Josie. She was very nice.
Josie.
Ooh, Steely Dan is her song.
What?
Isn't there a song by Steely Dan about Josie?
Yeah. Also, Josie and the Pussycats?
Oh, Josie and the Pussycats is a good one.
She might be a little young for Josie and the Pussycats. Okay, so let's see. Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Is brought to you by our friends at Emergency Response Services Incorporated, because water is everywhere. If it's not there, it's going to find its way in. It's just that way. It's so determined. Leaky sink, washing machine, behind the fridge, under the dishwasher. Watch out for water, not just floods, but don't forget about the floods either. Check the basement after a big, bad rain, and you might need to call 877-JOB-DONE. Put it on the fridge. Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Would love to help you out of a jam if you've got a water problem or you've got a mold problem, with a water problem or after the water problem, or fire damage, storm damage, COVID. Go to 877-JOB-DONE.com or call 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And then we got a note from Kevin in Rochester Hills, huge fan of the podcast. I always try to utilize podcast sponsors when I'm making my purchase decisions. Ready to let you know I'm in my 40s. I was sick and tired of my glasses. I need glasses to drive, but could not read with my glasses on all day long. I'm taking them on, taking them off. It was frustrating. I went to see Dr. Yaldo for multifocal lens implants. This turned out to be one of the best decisions I've made in recent memory. I was nervous the day of the surgery, but Dr. Yaldo told me not to be a pussy. Not really, but he may have wanted to say that. The procedure was quick and painless. I was back to work in a few days. He even offers financing, which makes the procedure even more affordable to any podcast listeners thinking about multifocal lens implants. I would encourage him to reach out to Dr. Yaldo. Keep up the great work on the podcast. Kevin in Rochester
Welcome
Hills.
To the jungle, Kevin.
And, of course, Dr. Yaldo has an office in Rochester now.
That's right, yeah.
As we learned from the new copy. So there you go. Oh, boy. So much anger going on. I was last night watching multiple things, skirmishes. You know, there was more.
You're all angry now.
There was more video of the Offset arrest and Cardi B screaming from in front of her Rolls Royce.
Uh-huh.
And I just,
there's an arrest, by the way.
Her cousin got arrested.
Yeah,
he was in the back seat.
Yeah.
of Offset's car, and apparently that was the gun waving.
Do you think he just took the fall?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But, you know, whatever. I don't know why you take the fall for something so dumb, but...
Because they'll pay him?
What's that?
Because they'll give him money to take the fall?
Sure.
Pay his bail,
I guess
too.
If it's, you know, if he's... Well, whatever. There's really nothing I can say about it, but... They're driving through this Trump rally, and I guess they just can't bear the fact that there is a Trump rally going on, and the Trump rally is driving kind of slow. So this guy is allegedly waving a gun and, you know, making obnoxious comments. And so someone calls 911, gives the license plate. You know, what do you think? You're ragging these people for their candidate who, I mean, they're virtually in a cult, and you think they're not going to...
I got your license plate number.
They're not going to make note of your car?
He said he banged his car with his flag.
Yeah, Offset claims that they were obnoxious to him, that they hit his car with a flag.
Flag.
Flags. You know, if you're waving a gun, or someone calls 911 and says someone's waving a gun, and they give a license plate number, and there's the car, and then guess what?
Are you okay?
When you finally do get Offset to get out of the car, you find out that there is a gun in the car. Yeah. And there isn't supposed to be, because neither one of them are supposed to have a gun. So the cousin of Cardi B got... $35,000 bond. That's a lot of bond.
Yeah.
What the hell? Why $35,000?
Probably because they knew he could pay it. Well, I don't know. You don't know what the guy's background is either.
I know. I don't. I have no
idea.
Did
you see who else got in trouble? I guess DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah, that's what I was going to get
to. He also.
My only takeaway from that is pretty sweet car.
Oh, yeah. He's driving a Ferrari.
Nice.
And again, another Trump rally, which apparently they go at the speed limit or a little below the speed limit. He wants to get around it. He doesn't like Trump. So he's flipping the bird and driving, you know, at crazy speeds around these vehicles. And they call police, too. So I don't know. He didn't get a ticket, though, did he?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. Brandon's pulling up the video now. Oh, it's not the video. I hate when that happens.
Oh, I've hit like 12 of these so far. Every single video of it is just somebody giving their commentary.
My computer failed, but I think TMZ had it, for whatever that's worth.
Dave wanted to know if he was stopped for driving while Offset.
He should be.
That's pretty good.
Well, he was stopped with three guns not too long ago, and of course he claimed none of them were his, and you know, I don't know if the person in the car took the rap for it. I don't think they did. But you know, these Trump rallies in Beverly Hills, why? They've had multiple rallies in Beverly Hills, and Beverly Hills is so annoyed, they're boarding up Beverly Hills the day before the election. They're just boarding everything up.
Huh. Really?
There's Hopkins. Yeah. There's Hopkins in his Ferrari. It's a pretty sweet car.
Ah, yeah.
Nice.
But, you know, why does he want to draw attention to himself? With
DeAndre Hopkins, man.
I don't get it.
He had a hell of a game last night, too.
Yeah.
There was
it was a great game, right, Trudy?
I liked every minute that I watched,
which was none.
What did Hopkins? How many catches did he have?
He had a big touchdown in the first quarter. I don't know what else he did.
Yeah, he's leading the league.
Yeah,
I turned the game on with 2:35 left, thinking, "Oh, it's a 10-point game, whatever." And everyone said, "Well, Arizona's close to scoring." And then, sure enough, they score, and then they kick off. They have timeouts left, like a smart team. They hold Seattle. They get the ball back. They make a field goal, and it goes into overtime. And then in the overtime, the Cardinals get in position to kick a field goal. They kick a 41-yard field goal and say, "Oh no! They call timeout." Why do they have this stupid rule where you can call timeout so at the last second that people actually kick the field goal 90% of the time?
They iced their own kicker.
I really feel that the other coaches always get off when they stand next to the ref like this, like they're about to call timeout. I think they get off on that.
Yeah, I think they do too, but isn't that stupid? I mean, why not just
totally stupid.
Call it like 3 seconds before they snap the ball or before the previous play? I mean, it just seems like they're trying to make the guy make one kick or do a kick, so he's thinking about it even more.
Yeah.
Anyway, he missed the second one, the one that counted. He missed. So they got the ball back with, 55 seconds on an interception.
Oh, what a gorgeous interception, too. That was just beautiful.
Off of Russell
Wilson. Oh, Trudy, don't laugh. It was awesome.
And the guy made... Simmons. a 47-yard field goal, I think, to win the game. So it was a great game, though. I mean, what part I saw was incredible. I saw some.
Don't let.
No, I kind of wish I had watched the end of the Lions because I love the Todd Gurley story. It's hilarious.
I know.
I had to have somebody explain it to me, though.
Oh, God.
I listened to you guys' explanation, then Bill McAllister had to explain why they didn't want him to make a touchdown.
Yeah, it was the only way they could get him back in the game was if he scored.
Yeah.
Because they were down, the Lions were up 2 points. And when he scored, they could only go up 5. And if they waited till the clock ran out of 1 second, kicked the field goal, they win by 1.
Right.
But they didn't. They scored the touchdown and gave the Lions a chance to come back from 5 down, which they did.
Maybe they figured that would never happen because the Lions have never done
that
before.
It's a good thought.
No.
Boom! Hot take!
I heard Valeni when he started today just because I was in the car, and he was like me. He was pissed the Lions won because they had no business winning. I mean, they had no business winning. That game was over.
Did he say your Lions?
No, I don't know if he said your Lions. I don't remember.
Of course he did.
He did kind of. He just doesn't like Patricia and Quinn, which I feel the same way. And he just feels that any win that is given to them, which that one was given, that was like a forfeit, really.
Still a win.
Yeah, no, it is a win. Absolutely. No way. And the last drive by Stafford and some of the catches made in that last drive were fantastic. No question about it. But they had the game lost if they only went into. And I don't understand this. Why don't you have the quarterback snap it and take a knee? When you hand it off, I mean, there's enough games where it's happened supposedly, you know, no one will do it anymore. And for Gurley to say, oh, I tried not to score, but I couldn't help it.
Mm-hmm.
What? What do you mean? Why'd you fall down when you got the ball?
That line tried to tackle him, too. But, of course, he didn't mean to do that. So ridiculous.
And Patrick, or Matty Patty, was trying to take credit for his great in situational defense. That we really knew what was going on, and so we let him score, and that was a great defensive play.
Bullshit.
Really? Did they really know what?
That's anyone should know that. Oh, that's
that's not special.
No,
saying.
It's not. It takes no brains because it's happened a million times. And fortunately, they have a dumb enough team they were playing and someone dumb enough to actually carry the ball into the end zone. And he tried to stop at the last second. He didn't realize. Why would you give the ball to the running back? I still can't believe they would give the ball to the running back.
Yep.
Why would you hand it off and risk the fumble?
Because they're dumb. Like you said, they're
dumb.
He
breaks another tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. It's not a sports podcast.
All right, fine.
Great point.
All right.
There's one other, of these brawls. Well, actually, there were a few more. There was a Trump guy who was, I don't even know, do you know why the guy that pulled a gun, why he was?
Some liquid was thrown on him.
Yeah, the brown liquid.
Okay. Which, and did you hear the girl say, yeah, it was water, you snowflake, after he pulled a gun?
I don't know. I just heard a lady yelling over and over at him.
Hey, gun!
He pulls a gun.
Gun! He's pulling. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Yeah, he's going to give you his name.
What's your name? I'm calling the police.
The more she asks, the more likely is to give it.
What's your last name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? Daniel Burris, okay. What's your name and what's your name and what's your name? Because I got it on video that you pulled a gun on girls. I have it on video.
On girls?
What are you, snowflake?
Who the hell are you anyway?
It's water, you snowflake!
Oh,
that was
my God.
Not water.
Someone needs to.
What kind of water is that?
I didn't see it. Where's the water? Where's the liquid at?
I thought the guy that was walking up at the end had something on him. I don't know. Did you see it, Brandon?
I didn't see any water, no. I just saw that this guy was upset about brown water, and he pulled a gun and pointed it right at the camera, and that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, pretty dumb. But what's your name? What's your name? And what's your name?
What? Who are you?
Is she performing for the? I mean, honestly, I'm like,
who are
what
they?
Is she talking about?
Needs a mute
she said
button.
It came out so compact that it looked like a V8 can that was followed by what she referred to as 2 minutes of hot dog water.
Is hot dog water brown? It could be.
Yes.
It's discolored. And then there was Jews for Trump rallying in New York City.
Interesting.
I didn't realize there was a Jews for Trump
what's wrong
organization.
With that?
Well, nothing's really wrong with it, but they're moving down some main drag in New York, and there's a BLM protest that they either ran into or was counter-protesting, and they clash, and the funniest part is Rudy Giuliani's car is in the front of this.
Yeah.
And Rudy Giuliani's car got egged. I mean, like, wham, 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 wham. And then the other cars have flags attached, and they're, you know, MAGA cars. And people are ripping the flags off, and they're also throwing paint, red paint, on these cars. And then this brawl breaks out between MAGA people. This one guy keeps getting out of his car because every time he gets back in his car to go, somebody takes a flag or they throw paint or they whack the car. And so then he gets out again. He's like, I'm going to do something. And of course, the people are gone. It was like throwing snowballs at cars, you know. And
we've become MAGA. a bunch of children.
Yes. This is, and this woman attacks this MAGA dude who's kind of a big fat guy. And he actually wants to fight. He's so pissed he wants to fight back. And they're brawling. They're literally rolling around brawling, this guy and this girl.
Cool.
I mean, it was just the dumbest fucking thing. What in the hell is going on? I mean, we lost our minds.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Ugh. USA Today has a story today about the uptick in gun and ammo sales, which is, I guess, a record month for ammunition and guns. And they also were talking about people who are, I was going to say hoarding. That's not the right word. They're getting all kinds of canned goods, and you know they think that there may be some big event after the election for which they will need to be. You know, they will need to have all kinds of supplies because they won't be able to get them.
Survivalists. This is where they have arrived at their moment.
Yeah. I think they think, though, that they're not going to have any choice because the one woman said that she wished she had more stuff because she doesn't have enough to survive a civil war.
These are straight-up doomsday preppers, huh?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. They were blaming it on the election. They were kind of suggesting that it's because they're so sure something terrible is going to happen after the election. She probably wants this to happen. She probably wants something like this to happen because she's prepared. I don't blame you. I mean, if you do all that work preparing, then yeah, why not have doomsday actually occur or have a civil war? Okay, so moving on to our friends at Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram kicking off their Jeep Celebration event. And as you can imagine, it's coming along good. It's off the hook. If you like performance, off-road capable vehicles, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram has how about a 2020 loaded Compass as low as $155 a month. Or a 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk, four-wheel drive, as low as $249 a month. If you need a truck, they've got the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4, as low as $188 a month. And then how about pure performance? Poured into an SUV that drives like a sports car, like the Dodge Durango GT at just $343 a month. And Jeep Wrangler. Many people can't talk about Jeep Wrangler in their commercials because they don't have them. But Zot's got them, and you still have plenty of time to order a Wrangler to your perfect specs. So get details, surf the inventory at dealsinthed.com. And another email. I just finished closing on my refi this morning. They're busy. They're taking care of us, Drew and Mike fans, and fans of the Red Shovel Network. The whole process with Hall Financial took 3 weeks from my first email to them. I worked with Josh and Julie by email and phone to take care of everything except today's closing. Locked in a 2.99 rate. And I'm saving $335 each month.
Whoa. Wow.
Man, that's almost $4,000 a year. That's fantastic.
Envy her. Him? Her?
Then it's Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Then this morning from the time I sat down to sign until walking out the door, 15 minutes. Just like your read says, it's true, it's true. You save dollars. You won't even need anyone to come out for an appraisal. I can make that much money in 5 seconds. Yes, in parentheses. It pays to support the sponsors and support the Drew and Mike show. And shit. Okay, bye. Thank you, Bill. Glad to hear it. In Hall Financial, 248-308-5000, or go to davidhallmortgage.com/DrewandMike, and you can click the link on our website, fill out the form, and be in touch with Hall Financial and be on your way to saving money. So, isn't that great? And let's see, there was something, there was a few other notes today on the, well, let's see. They had the, I think these numbers were available yesterday, but I don't think I mentioned the debate that they had done a survey, and 53% said Biden won, 39% said Trump won, which isn't too far from probably the national vote, maybe a 3% difference. 63 million watched. I'm kind of amazed. 63 million, that's a whole lot of people. I don't think I could watch another debate.
Oh, God, no. No one has the energy for that.
The last 10 minutes, I really didn't want to watch. I was like, can this please be over? I was looking at my watch.
I think I trapdoored at 10 minutes, too.
You know, I wanted to trapdoor. It was actually 20 after 10, I think. Wasn't it 96 minutes? So it was maybe 26 after 10 when I was like, oh, my God, I can barely take another second. The first one this year did 73 million, and Trump versus Hillary did 84 million. Those are big audiences.
Wow.
And what else? There was some polling today. Now, USA Today had a story that Trump had made gains in 9 of 12 swing states, but that Joe Biden still leads in 10 of those 12 states. There was also a new poll from YouGov, which has Biden up 10 points in Michigan, 9 points in Wisconsin, and 8 points in Pennsylvania. And this USA Today poll does not quite have those numbers, but they're close. They've got Biden plus 2.7 in Arizona, Biden plus 1.9 in Florida, Biden plus 0.5% in Georgia, Biden plus 1.1% in Iowa, Biden plus 7.8 in Michigan, Biden plus
Joe Biden,
Biden plus 7.1 in Minnesota, Biden plus 5.8. These are pretty significant numbers. I mean, Michigan, Minnesota, 5.8%, Nevada, Biden by 1.9% in North Carolina.
You are fake news.
Trump by 1% in Ohio.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
Biden by 5.4% in Pennsylvania, Trump by 1.7% in Texas, and Biden leading Wisconsin by 5.7%. And also Senator Gary Peters.
Very
leads.
Different from the poll I heard on Rush Limbaugh today. I'm not joking, because my radio was stuck on AM 760 for the last 3 weeks. Drew's amazed by it. Every day I come in and tell him what's on. He had a different poll where Trump was ahead in Florida, Arizona, Ohio, Georgia. He listed like 4 or 5.
Pennsylvania?
I think so, yeah. And I meant to look up the site because I'm sure. I don't think he's making it up, but I just wanted to see.
I wonder who it was. Because I check 538 every day. Mm-hmm. I have seen no such poll as what you are describing. I did see that Gary Peters leads John James by 4 to 11 points in 12 of 13 Gary. Recent polls. So he would appear to be pulling out in front of John James. It was a dead heat last time we checked in on that. So there you go. And, you know, that South Carolina Senate race, I can't call anything like this fascinating because.
are you talking about Lindsey Graham?
Yeah, Lindsey Graham.
I think it's kind of fascinating.
I hate to call anything like this fascinating, but.
Why? I think it's fascinating. A guy like that, a very powerful senator.
I just don't really care for any of them, honestly. I mean, I'm surprised that he's having this close of a
that's
race.
That's what I mean. I don't care either way.
But this Harrison guy has raised a mountain of money. In fact,
that's what's fascinating about
the
it.
The story said, I'm just not that fascinated by people writing checks because they hate someone. I mean, that's really what they're doing. They don't know Harrison.
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham raised a record $28 million. I mean, this is for a Senate race in the third quarter. And that would be a record, except that Harrison raised $57 million.
Whoa.
Because so many people hate Lindsey Graham from other states that, you know, there's some big, you know, big people having big fundraisers for his opponent.
Here's actual audio of Lindsey Graham when he heard Jimmy Harrison was running.
Hey, a black guy.
Ooh, fun.
Now, he also has the Lincoln Project behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So he spent all of his $110 million, the most ever spent in a Senate campaign. The Lincoln Project has spent money. And so apparently Lindsey Graham just raised some money. He's been running around saying, LindseyGraham.com, on, you know, anywhere he can, trying to raise money. So his opponent, Harrison, got up and said, I need another 10 million, like, really fast.
That's great.
He had
Go Blacks!
He had 2 million in 48 hours. And that was a couple days ago, so he's probably got a lot more than that now. But
gee, do you think that super PACs and money are kind of ruining elections?
Huh.
Well, it's...
In general, on both sides?
It's always... I mean, generally speaking, to the guy with the most money goes the spoils. I mean, that's how everything works. Harrison is leading in one poll, 47-45. He's leading in another by 2 points. And then there's another poll that has Graham up by 6 points.
Lindsay,
so,
he'll win. Don't you think he'll win?
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, they're still saying that the greatest odds, the greatest chance of all things happening is the Democrats winning the Senate, House, and presidency, according to 538. Now, I don't know how accurate 538 is, but if they are, then Republicans are in trouble.
Yeah, well, they weren't right in 2016.
Yeah,
God, that's why I hate polls.
I know.
Actually, they were within the margin of error, but no one cares.
Well, but they weren't, because in the battleground states, Trump was down by more than 3 points in a few battleground states. And also, they have...
Margin of error, yeah.
They have the... No, it's more than a margin of error. And they also had states that Trump did not win, where they had Hillary winning by, let's say, you know, 15%, and maybe she won by 30% or 26% or something, you know, dramatically higher, which threw off, because in the end...
I remember Sanders won Michigan, and they had Hillary winning, and they could not account for certain demographics. They couldn't track them down. They couldn't get responses
Russians,
from...
Russians, mean? Oh. Sorry.
No, I mean, inner city. I mean, oh, yeah. People that only have cell phones, that'd become a big problem.
People who pull Kanye West when they're called, like me?
Well, people, you know, they should just vote who they want to win and not worry about the polls.
Would all this be happening if I had been elected president?
But it's all a game.
Yeah, no, it is all a game. And
that's the current scoreboard, a predictive poll.
I know, it disgusts me that I would even spend time on it, because it's just such a pile of shit. But anyway.
Kind of interesting, no?
No, I really don't find it that interesting. I mean, it's something that we're all facing, because we see the commercials, you know, depending on how much you watch of what, or if you listen to radio, or if you listen to anything.
My new favorite one is the John James one, where the guy's a reporter. We're talking about Gary Peters. I was like, it's official. Gary Peters has done nothing. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one. I did see one where Peters says that that he attends 99% of meetings.
I know.
Opposed to missing 95%,
those,
I think.
You know what's funny? Those run back-to-back a lot, and I've noticed that the Gary Peters one is running after the James one now. After we were talking about James always gets the last
word.
Yeah. I'm sure this...
I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
I guarantee you anything this spot ran in the last
You just
hour.
Went by Alyssa Slotkin, who got a phony phone call the other day, and she had all kinds of police organizations involved in determining who made the phony phone call.
Wait, what?
She said she announced that she was threatened by someone. It was a voicemail, and the Capitol Police and the Lansing Police investigated it. They traced the call and found out that it was a young person that was goofing. Or, they weren't a threat. They didn't arrest anyone.
People still make phony phone calls then, huh?
I don't know. Do they maybe
call
them phony phone calls?
We call them phone scams now.
Oh, right. There That's right. Oh, a guy down the hall does that from where I work.
Oh. Yeah.
That is so ridiculous. I want to know who this guy is. That's.
Isn't that one of the national anchors?
I think so. I mean, you see this guy on TV all the time.
You've seen all the political ads. Now it's time for the truth test on Senator Gary Peters. Senator Peters supports increasing the age for Social Security benefits.
And the guy's wearing a tie. You got to believe him, right?
Peters voted to
it's a gold tie with a blue shirt. Medicare.
True.
Got a wedding ring on,
Peters
too.
Peters himself got rich in Washington, taking almost $1 million from drug and insurance companies.
Guarantee he's married to a woman.
The truth test? Gary Peters does not stand up for seniors, but this guy will.
I'm John James. I approve this ad, because I don't believe politicians deserve preferential treatment.
I don't like his set.
No,
man.
His set is bland, but I love how after he says, but this guy will, and then you can see him write on his script, his rundown. He's taking notes like an anchor.
have you seen the zombie, the anti-Biden zombie?
What? No.
Yeah, oh, my God. That was, let's see, this morning.
Sure, look at the punch.
it was on CBS or the Today Show.
Yeah, they decided to have some fun with
it. He's supposed to look like Bill O'Reilly, maybe?
I don't know what No, he's supposed to look like generic anchor guy.
Are we still on Facebook?
Oh, like zombie Joe Biden.
Is it this one?
Here's how you can spot a zombie. Look for someone who has a corpse-like appearance, exhibits aggressive behavior, craves human flesh, and utters incoherent moans and groans.
I don't know.
With your help, we can prevent the zombie uprising.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Here's how you can spot...
That's a political ad.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's funny.
Kind of the funniest part was him sniffing the person.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Did we play him calling Trump George on the show or off the show?
Off the show.
Off the show. Yeah, play. This is Biden yesterday. And what cracks me up about this is he and Jill are right on screen up close, and Jill is trying to, like a ventriloquist, say Trump to him. And her lips, do you notice how her lips just barely open?
Sure.
I didn't actually visually see it. So.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening. It seems like he should have just said, what's his fucking name?
Well, wouldn't it be better if she just said Trump?
Yes, it would have been better. But she's trying to slip him the word so it can seem like he thought of it. Oh, are we on Facebook?
Yeah, no, not anymore because your camera failed.
Yeah, oh, good.
Just like it always does.
Oh, good.
I hate being on camera. I really do.
I think I hate it more than you do.
Who hates? And why do we do it?
A Twitter poll? Who hates Facebook? Because of sponsor.
Well, we could have sponsors without Facebook.
Jeez.
I mean, we could. But I don't
want... Well, the Facebook
don't anybody check it out on Emergency Response Services Incorporated, our wonderful Facebook sponsor, because they would be on somewhere else. It would be just as valuable.
It's a highlight of some of these people's day.
I know. I understand. They're very nice.
Well, they're
even
really
know
mean.
That.
They have inside jokes they won't even tell us about.
They're generally very mean to me.
Aw.
You? They're way meaner to me. All right, you want to hear Biden?
Yeah.
What kind of country are we going to be? Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where
if Trump
gets elected, we're going to be in a different world. Four more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, this is the most consequential, not because I'm running, but because who I'm running against, this is the most consequential election. In a long, long, long time.
Even though I can't think of
his
name.
The character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be? Four more years of George.
You can read her lips the first time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
America, I just shit my pants.
Did we do the Mitt Romney thing? Because I don't think I heard the Mitt Romney one. Was it Mitt Romney?
I don't know. I don't know what you're.
You know. By the way, this story was not a big story today. I didn't see it on any of the morning news. Somebody sent me that clip, and I was like, "Wow, did this just happen?"
It did just happen.
What story?
I think it happened yesterday, didn't it?
Oh, I mean, they just posted it today.
Oh,
it was on Inside Edition.
Oh, well, Inside Edition. I think they're a first class operation. They would cover anything.
If
it's interesting, they'll cover it. But the Mitt Romney thing, nobody knows about it? Maybe it didn't happen. I heard that he forgot Mitt Romney's name, and there were some sort
of... Oh, that was a while ago when he said the Utah guy.
Remember, I got in trouble when running against Senator Lamar, the governor, okay? Remember, I got I took him on. Everybody, no one faced the question.
I can't even hear what he's saying.
Yeah.
Wow. He said I took on the religious guy or something like that. He just forgot his name. He had a brain fart. Same thing with George. It's
Mr.
just
Magic
a quick
underwear.
Slip of the words.
Yeah.
It's probably because of that stutter.
Yeah, which you can't criticize him for, so you really shouldn't say anything about it.
Joe Biden!
Well, today was... I got to tell you, I laughed my ass off. This story, the lead story this morning... Let's see, what did I think would be the lead story? The lead national story...
Pence? And the COVID, maybe? Or the
I
COVID
know.
Numbers?
I didn't think that would be a big deal. I mean, it is a big deal. It's certainly a big story.
Well, if
because
you're talking
about
the morning news, I would think
he has
be.
Staff members. Five staff members have coronavirus. Anyway, so it's the lead story, and of course, the story is that he is ignoring the CDC and campaigning anyway. Although he says he is following CDC guidelines for essential workers. because he is essential.
Has any vice president ever been essential besides Cheney?
I had to laugh my ass off because I saw one of the pandemic doctors on, I think it was Inside Edition, who said, being the vice president in campaigning is not essential. I was like, wait a second. The guy's the second most important person in the country and he's not essential? That's pretty, I would think that'd be pretty demeaning to your ego as the vice president.
Oh, really? Do you think his ego can be demeaned any further, though?
No, I mean, I just think it's really funny. Some of the people who are called essential and the vice president campaigning is not essential. Of course, campaigning isn't essential, but it just struck me funny that they would even come out and say that.
That was a funny moment.
How many times has he tested negative? Because he's supposed to. They said he normally would quarantine for 14 days.
I don't know.
I mean, he doesn't have it, but how does he have a certain number of negative tests to know that he doesn't have it? Is that what it is? I mean, he doesn't have it.
I don't know what their protocols are.
I mean, hasn't he been tested every day? Didn't they say that for a while? They were tested every day?
Yeah, he gets tested every day.
Oh, yeah. So. But Kamala Harris, when there was even any risk, even when she should have been out because she wasn't at risk, she took an extra 3 days off to be so careful. because they're careful and they follow science and the other side doesn't. But she more than followed science. She followed science plus 3 days. I forgot what that was.
Girlfriend gets three extra days off, so.
Yep. You know, I was thinking about her because we're so close to the election and Biden's doing so well in the polls. I guess that she will probably, under most circumstances, she would probably be president then. I don't know that he would run again
after 4 years.
Yeah, I would assume she would run.
Still got to meet other people.
Yeah, I think that a bunch of Democrats would go against her in the primary.
Yeah, but she would have a big advantage being vice president.
4 years, there's a lot can happen.
That's
in
extrapolating.
Well, I mean,
too
I'm
far.
Assuming that it
Bernie
would be,
will probably run again. I'm assuming Newsom will probably run.
I'm assuming it's a successful administration. Which you never know. I mean, but if it were a successful administration, I would expect her, if Biden didn't run, she would be the favorite. That's all.
Probably.
And then real quick on that Biden front, all these stories that I keep seeing now, they're all, you know, Washington Post. They're all saying, Biden did not confuse Trump with George Bush. He was talking to George Lopez, so that's why he said George.
Well, then why was she mouthing Trump?
I don't know, but it looks like everybody's coming to his defense.
you're not allowed to
Okay, play it again. Let me hear it again.
Well, wait, can you play it with the context that they're suggesting? He's talking to George Lopez.
Well, I want to listen to it. I'll listen to it with that context.
See, like even Yahoo News.
I don't know.
News
why did it ever
says,
come out then?
Says Trump got the facts wrong.
She's mouthing. She mouths Trump.
Okay, is she? I mean,
the first time. Did anybody else see her mouthing Trump?
I saw her mouthing.
The first time her mouth comes open, it looks like she's mouthing Trump.
No, I hear you. That's just what Washington Post.
Can you play it again? I mean, I would expect the Washington Post to say
George Lopez.
That,
even the Fox News headline is kind of interesting because they have it as GOP accuses Joe Biden of confusing his opponent after George comment.
Oh my God, I can't wait for us to be through this.
I know. God, one more week.
Can you play it again though? I just want to see it
again.
This is the most consequential. Not because I'm running.
Wait. No.
Because who I'm running against. This is the most consequential election. In a long, long, long time. And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be. Four more years of George,
George Lopez.
In a position where
hey, tell that to the Washington Post.
That's ridiculous. Are you fucking kidding me?
We're going to be in a different world. And
four more years of George Lopez? All right, Brandon.
Well, that's it.
Look at this headline right here, Washington Post.
Okay, read the story, please.
Joe Biden
did
not confuse him.
Read the story, please.
Well, I'm probably going to get stuck behind a paywall, but it says the video clip that Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director Steve Guest tweeted on Sunday night seems to be the stuff of opposition researchers' dreams. Just 27 seconds long, it appears to show Joe Biden criticizing former President George W. Bush as the person he's running against, not the President Trump. The snippet was from October 25, blah, 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 blah.
He did that 2 days ago? Or no, it's yesterday. Right.
The facts. The I Will Vote concert was hosted by comedian George Lopez.
Lopez. He says four more years of. He says 4 more years of George.
Yeah, I don't know why the headline.
Does
is
anyone
that.
He's, think he's stutters, talking about George Lopez? I can't believe the Washington Post even is suggesting this.
So I'm wondering if, because this was in context with George Lopez in the building or something like that, it was on his mind.
Oh, no, I'm not saying what he meant, that he didn't mean, that he didn't say George Lopez because he was talking to George Lopez. Four more years of somebody, you're not talking about the host of the interview.
Well, the spokesman says he was addressing George Lopez, the interviewer, as is common practice. That is, unless, like Donald Trump, you blow a gasket and storm out because you can't stomach being fat checked.
Oh, for God's sake. It's the most pointless argument.
And here's another side. Here, check this out.
That's so stupid.
Oh, my God, who cares?
Yeah. We will note that there is no evidence of Jill Biden mouthing anything.
Yeah, there is.
Unless you have an overactive imagination.
Who said that?
The Washington Post.
Oh, the Washington Post? Really? Wow. I'm absolutely stunned.
Well, her lips are somewhat moving, you know, like...
Well, they slowed it down the previous time when he was playing it. They slow it, so you see her going...
Whoa.
I mean, it looks like she's saying Trump, but I don't know. Maybe it's the power of suggestion.
Who cares?
But that's interesting. I never dreamed. These are alternative facts. That's all there is to it. These are alternative facts. They really are. And I don't find them to be that uncommon these days. You know, when Trump used to say, or Kellyanne said it, I thought, no, there's only one set of facts. There's only one amount of people that went to the inauguration. There's not one amount in your facts and one amount in another people's facts. There is one number, and it can be found. If all people are trying to find out the number, you can find it out. But if you want to just argue about it and say it's more than it was or it's more than Obama, then, you know, be my guest. But, you know, I thought that was just so stupid. And that was made fun of. But honestly, that is an alternative fact. Saying that he was referring to George Lopez is an alternative fact because it doesn't make any sense in the context. If Joe Biden said that he meant he was talking to George, then I would say, but why did you say 4 more years of George Lopez? Because that doesn't make sense. But of course, no one will get to ask him that because they won't get to
ask
him.
I vote for no more years of George Lopez, so I want to be on the record saying that.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm offended.
He's still around.
Why is he talking to George Lopez? What is seriously? Who set that up? I think that person should be fired.
He scammed a kidney off of his ex-wife, so now he's cool.
What is George Lopez hosting?
The floor of the Windsor Casino when he fell asleep on it.
I mean, seriously, Brandon, what's that interview for?
I think it was a Hispanic thing because you said Anna Navarro, too, who was to be a Republican political commentator, but has since flipped because of Trump.
But, I mean, there has to be somewhere that interview goes. I just wonder where it went because he doesn't still have the George Lopez show, does he?
No.
Oh, God, no.
So where does he play that interview?
Well, it's online. I mean, it's one of those concerts for getting people to
vote. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
To get together and vote.
That's all I wanted to know.
What his venue is? Yeah.
We just had one in Michigan on Friday where Dana Nessel hosted a talk with Alyssa Milano and Matthew Lillard.
Oh, God. I wonder
Lillard?
I wonder how many people watched that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was probably dreadful. Can you find out how many views it had?
No, I can't. I mean, how do you know?
Is it on YouTube? You think it would be?
It's not a
it wasn't YouTube
a video
won't take it.
Oh.
Plus, you had to pay money
think that
for
boring.
It, so I don't know.
Oh, God.
By the way, do we have time before Murder Hornet Woman?
Oh, we're supposed to call her now, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Speaking of YouTube, I wanted to tell Drew about the little kid. Remember the little kid who used to open things on his
YouTube channel? Oh, that fucker.
You know, he made $7 million a year?
Oh, no, he's making $26 million now.
Oh.
And there's an article about...
Why doesn't he get death threats?
Seriously.
Probably
does.
Actually...
He ought to get death threats.
He got a shitty article about him, written about him, because he's given plugs to things that make little kids fat.
I think the article's bullshit, to tell you the truth. They're ragging him, Drew, because of his choice of who he decides to sponsor. Like McDonald's and Chuck E. Cheese, because it's making Americans fat. It's like, it's not his responsibility.
Oh, so anybody that watches that little fucking 7-year-old brat open a toy up is going to go eat at McDonald's because he plays a commercial? This kid is that powerful?
He has like a toy.
7-year-olds get driver's licenses now?
No, I mean, but it's branding, and that's kind of the angle that article's taking, to which I said to Trudy, I go, how is that any different from, say, I don't know, did Shirley Temple ever hawk anything, or Emmanuel Lewis, or Ronald McDonald?
Well,
I
mean, not like that little brat, not in the volume that little brat has. I'm sorry, I don't know why I hate him. But maybe because he makes $26.
I hate him. I absolutely hate him.
He's the worst.
Yeah. I mean, I almost hate him as much as I hate that 10-year-old cover drummer. In fact, somebody sent me another cover drummer, and I forgot what she's covering, but it's a dude.
He's covering some Asian song that no one's ever heard of. Did you listen to it?
No, I didn't.
Hey. Cool.
While Mark's dialing Josie about her murder hornets, I want to mention that I got many, many emails from women saying Steve Bing is not hot.
Not.
No one said he is. And our Twitter poll was...
Hello?
94%. Is Josie there?
This is Max.
Yeah. Yeah, she's here. Come on. Go.
Oh, Max doesn't
want
to
talk to us?
Max?
Oh, I didn't know... You know, that's Max is supposed to be a factor.
Is Max a...
Hey, Josie, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Sorry.
What?
Getting a little feedback there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We're...
Can you hear us okay?
That's a song. Yeah.
We're playing yep. Josie
we're playing
by Steely Dan.
Song. Yeah.
Your theme song.
Do you know this song oh, is exists?
It like, is it like Josie and the Pussycats? Or...
Oh, she I wanted can't... that one.
We tried to go for the not-so-obvious one.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't hear it.
Really? Crank it, Mark.
Josie.
Can't hear it, Josie?
Do you know who's...
Is this called Josie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Josie. Oh.
Have you ever heard of Steely Dan?
Yes. Yep. It's
they have them. A song called Josie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I'm glad something good came of all this. So Josie, did you have any idea that the murder hornets were not far from your home?
I did not know that until the Whatcom or the Washington Department of Agriculture knocked on our door in, like, I don't know, the end of September, and they had a live one and said, oh. Hey, we got this close by, and we're kind of thinking these might be nesting in your woods. And we were like, what?
Oh. Yeah, were you scared? How scared were you?
I was not scared.
Josie!
Okay, how quick did you go to Google?
The murder hornets!
How quick did you go to Google to learn everything you could about murder hornets?
Well, what's hilarious about it was we're from a small town, and the colors of the school are orange and black. So when the murder hornet story hit, like back in April, I had made this big Facebook post about how we need to change our mascots, the murder hornets, and all the stuff. And I thought that was the end of the whole murder hornet.
Well, maybe that's why they came to live by you.
Them. Yeah, I feel like I willed them upon myself, like they came to me or something.
That's really funny. I love that idea. I just wouldn't expect a mom to maybe come up with calling the mascot the murder hornets, but I love it.
Yeah.
It sounds like some overzealous coach maybe would like that. Yes. But I like it. I mean, they are kind of cute, the murder hornets.
Yeah, they're all yours.
Well, if you knew what our mascot was now, you would, yeah.
What is it?
It's the Blaine Borderite. We're the Borderite.
Wait, what? What? I don't even know what that is.
Boring.
Yeah, I don't either.
Borderite?
Oh. Borderite.
Borderite.
Wait, did they just throw a bunch of letters into a hat and pull them out until they one by one spelled out whatever that you just said?
Isn't a border right a hobo?
We live on the border. We live on the Canadian border.
Oh.
But it is, if you look it up, a border right is a hobo.
Yeah, boy.
So what is the mascot dressed like a hobo?
I don't think we even have a dressed up mascot. Maybe we have a peace arch symbol at a park that's like the peace arch between Canada and the United States.
Aww.
So I think maybe that.
Josie, yeah. I think there's a serious branding problem with this sports program.
Yeah, you should take that over.
Don't let the hobos know.
Yeah, really, it's
so you know that school will be canceled.
It's true.
It's when the hobos band together, you don't know what's going to happen.
So, Josie, did they tell you, we found this hornet, and we're going to put a transmitter on it so we can see where it goes, and if it goes...
Absolutely.
How cool is that? You didn't get to watch him put the transmitter on, did you?
Oh, we absolutely did.
You did? Cool.
They messaged me, we're coming, we have a couple live hornets we're working with, we're going to come over this morning, and I was kind of busy in town doing some things, I had some appointments, and I just... canceled everything, went home, because I wanted to watch it. I mean, it's right in our yard, so
How?
We watched them tie on these transmitters with dental floss.
Oh,
that's what they used. It was now, very scientific.
I heard that they found the adult with the smallest hands in the world to get that done. Is that true?
I know, right?
No.
No, they had this contraption that they put the string through this like line in a. It was kind of a hard piece of cardboard or something. So they had the string already ready to go, and then they would put the bee in, and then it was kind of.
Trap it,
made it quicker or something. I don't
know. Did the murder hornet cooperate with this?
It did. It wasn't hard. So they put the murder hornets on ice in a cooler, and it makes them all like lethargic and slow. Yeah. Then they take them out. They tie this thing on it, and then they just kind of let it sit there and wait for it to wake up.
Oh wow!
Oh my god!
So the first one didn't ever take off. It was honestly, I think it was. Half dead. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah.
I hope the animal rights people don't hear about this.
Well, no, he's not a snitch. He didn't want to say where the nest was. He's like, I'd rather you kill me.
What are they doing to that poor one that made it all the way back?
You love murder hornets.
That one that made it back to the nest was probably. He was probably telling them, like, I didn't tell them anything, I swear.
I was totally numb. They put me in ice. It's so fucked up.
They killed Jerry, though. Jerry's
fucked. Attached with dental floss.
If they come here, it's because Jerry gave you guys up, not me.
How big is this thing, though, that it can have?
It's pretty big. It's, really? We have one, and I think ours is like a juvenile, but it's still, it's probably twice the size of like a wasp.
Oh, God.
Or if you've seen another type of hornet, it's bigger than like a bald-faced hornet or another type of hornet.
Wow.
It's big.
Wow. Did you get to keep one, like a dead one?
We do have one.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so the kids at school didn't believe one of my sons was telling his class, the murder hornets are in my woods, and they didn't believe him. I was
fake news.
Okay, suckers, now you're going to believe
you
when he brings...
Show and tell?
Totally, you can go to class and...
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a question. Ooh. I see the craziest looking suits. These are like hazmat suits mixed with stormtrooper suits. Did you have to wear one when you observed this, or did you?
No,
they didn't give
us one. It was our choice to stand there and watch.
What? Did you ask for one? I mean, nothing. If you don't ask, you're never going to get one.
No, I don't think they even. I didn't ask, but it was the middle of the night, and we got out of our beds in the dark to go watch. I mean, it was kind of our deal to go down there, but. We stood far enough away, they kind of put caution tape and made us stand back, but they were suits that they were special ordered from China or something because they couldn't use they couldn't use the suits that we have here for beekeepers because they weren't thick enough, and the stinger is huge and could go through our suits that we have here, so they had to get some special
foam. You're a beekeeper?
No. She says in general, us, here, United States.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you tease them for being soft for wearing those incredible uniforms while you stood there in your regular clothes?
No, but I think it really was just a couple of the agriculture guys, and then most of them was a film crew they're doing a Discovery Channel documentary.
Ooh, cool.
So they've been hanging around for the last month, so they were right up in it, you know, filming the whole thing, so... I don't know when that comes out, but that'll be cool.
I didn't understand. Why did they wrap the tree with saran wrap or whatever that was?
So the nest was in a tree, but it was a crack that kind of goes several feet down the tree. So the nest is like this long crack. So they shoved foam and did like that, you know, that spray insulation stuff.
Oh, wow.
So they put that in the crack, and then they wrapped it with saran wrap. And then they cut a hole right where they thought the nest was because they had this like heat sensor thing that could tell where the nest was by the heat.
Wow.
And then they drilled a hole in the everything and shoved a shop vac in.
Wait, that was that was a shop vac.
I know, so we're like shop vac in saran wrap. This is so scientific.
In dental floss.
Did they borrow them all from you?
No, but we were thinking that they might need to because they had a tiny little shop back and it wasn't working at first.
Did you ask them what they're going to do with that, you know, that little canister that they trapped them all in?
Like, I just read they just released that they got 85 bees in the little canister and they were all still alive when they brought him back.
Oh, wow.
And they're going to...
Well, then they're 98 now.
They're releasing them?
Oh, is it 98 now? Okay.
They're not releasing them?
No, they're releasing them. No.
They are?
Oh. What?
No, they're going to study them. They'll probably send them to different places. I don't know what they're going to do with them. Eventually, they'll kill them all.
They'll escape.
So they got those ones. I think they sprayed like CO2 or killed the rest of them in the tree. But we went out there the night after all that happened, that evening, and they've got traps around the tree because there's still saran wrap on the tree. So we went out there to kind of see what was going on. There was murder hornets in the little traps. Like, there's like these sticky traps that they can't get out of. So there must have been ones kind of rummaging around and trying to come home, and they can't go home, and they're like, what the heck?
Or or there's another nest.
Ooh, yeah.
Or there's another nest.
Oh, they're definitely more nests.
Did they tell you, like, what chance there probably is another nest around there? Does it
they
work
don't
like
think
that?
Based on where they've been finding them, that there's another one on our property, but they're going to keep all these traps up there all through the woods and through the end of November and see if they catch anything else.
So that's how they've determined where they are, then? That's how they found the ones near you?
Yeah, the ones traps that they set up? They found near us were all in the same trap along one specific trail. And my husband calls it the Murder Hornet Highway.
Wow, Josie, your retention of this thing is amazing. You seem to remember everything.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Lucy, it was exciting.
I mean, that's pretty cool. You canceled all your stuff. You were out there at night while they were
When it's on your own property, you kind of want to go check it out, you know?
Some people are saying it's to make sure that the authorities didn't do anything with the marijuana plants you had planted in your woods.
Oh, crap. Do they even grow in the woods, marijuana plants?
Don't know. Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah, plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know?
Yeah. Josie.
Yeah, but the whole thing was pretty... It was pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds great. I mean, it's just so weird, and there you are on Inside Edition. Did you enjoy your appearance on Inside Edition?
Inside Edition.
Weren't they an Inside Edition?
Oh, we were on that. We haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, spoiler alert.
So you're such a media star now. You don't even care about your various TV appearances on national TV because you're so big.
You're 3 hours behind. It's probably going to air.
And I was going to mention that the nest is about, I don't know, between 30 and 50 feet off our trail on another person's land. The actual nest.
Are you saying those people are the ones that put them there?
Yeah. So Josie's... they were caught and trapped on our woods through our trails and everything, and then the actual nest is off of our trail just a little bit. So,
did those people show an interest as much as you did in what was going on back there?
They did. They were out watching the extraction, but they really had no knowledge of it until the nest was found that day, and then they were extracting soon after, so...
Did you bring them up to speed, Josie?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for all the detail and for paying attention so we could get it out of you. And, and hopefully nobody gets murdered by the murder hornets. So they get them all and everybody's okay.
Yes.
And you will go look up Steely Dan Josie and give it a listen.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Josie.
All right.
Have a great night.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye. Does Josie not have any friends? What do you think somebody would tell her about the Steely Dan song?
I don't know.
Not happy about this.
Really?
I don't know.
It wasn't a very popular...
No, it wasn't a huge song.
But wouldn't you know every song that is your name?
Yes.
Like if there's a song called Drew, wouldn't you know it?
I don't know. I learned about Brandon by Motley Crue like 15 years after it was released.
Really? Is there a song just called Drew?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. I mean, maybe I don't have any friends. Maybe there's a number one hit called Drew.
There's a song called Trudy's song. So.
There is? Oh, Trudy's song.
Mata Hoople,
so I have to spell the name.
Really?
Not the
Mata Hoople?
Yeah.
It's called Trudy's song?
It's called Trudy's song.
Is it good?
No, I didn't.
You're not happy with it?
It's not great. No.
There's a song called Trudy and Lou.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one.
There's Trudy's. Trudy's Tans. That's a song. Trudy's Mood.
Really? Trudy's Mood?
Uh-huh.
That could be about me. Oh, no. It's too soft. Oh, this is...
Not the Hoople.
Yeah. Wow.
Judy News!
Jeez.
Well, this song does suck.
Kind of sucks. Wow. Jeez, come
whoa,
on,
whoa, there's a wiener.
You know what I watched today? I watched...
Terrible.
Somebody sent me the video of Pearl Jam covering Van Halen Ain't Talking About Love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hadn't seen the video. And the crowd goes crazy, which I thought was cool because I don't know that I would expect a Pearl Jam crowd. You would think they would dig it, but, you know.
Why wouldn't they?
No, I would think they would, but it just seemed like they were really psyched to see Pearl Jam cover Van Halen. And honestly...
Well, it starts with McCready doing Eruption.
Right.
I mean, I think he's a really underrated guitarist, personally. Like McCready?
Well, they're a great band. I mean, what is Pearl Jam missing? Not much of anything. And
is that him?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, Mike McCready.
There you go. You can see it on the screen now. I still like it better with Dave's voice, though.
Look at Eddie.
I was just impressed that the crowd seems totally geeked. Now, this isn't like the day after Eddie. No, it's not the day after Eddie died because there's no concerts.
This is from October 25th, 2013.
All right. Well, you know, I've become such a student of Pearl Jam's cover songs because they do so many and I love their taste. In fact, I went through Setlist FM and looked at all the songs they've covered. And honestly, you can find a whole new pile of great music you might not have heard just by looking at the Pearl Jam cover list.
Well, we know
it's incredible.
We know what the worst one is, which is Last Kiss.
Yeah, that's one of their most played covers.
I think isn't that their highest charting song?
Yeah, it was
ever?
Number.
It's like their best song ever.
I believe it was a number one hit, wasn't
that's
it?
Really sad to me.
So, but what are the ones you don't expect?
They played "I Got You," which is one of my. I think it's one of the best new wave songs ever, and that's with the Finn Brothers from Crowded House and also Split Enz, ENZ, who were new wave meisters. And they're in Australia, which is their home country, so I guess they get them to come to the show. And that's the one with the guy who is so bummed playing tambourine. I think that might be Tim Finn's brother. He is so fucked up, and he is so nuts on the tambourine. It's really funny, and the crowd is going crazy. Then I was totally blown away when they covered Timeless Melody, because I love the Laz, and I thought, who covers a Laz song?
Wow.
And Pearl Jam does. And they do a great job on it. And then they cover one of my favorite Beatles songs. Actually, cover a lot of Beatles songs. But one of my favorite Beatles deep tracks is I've Got a Feeling. And they played that many times. You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, they put out. Or Eddie put out, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Solo. They do Rain, which is another one of those like lesser-known great Beatles songs. Kick Out the Jams. Soldier of Love, which is by Arthur Alexander. That's an old... I think 1962 or 63, but it's a cool song. It's like, I would never, I mean, a lot of these, I just go, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they did that. Give Me Some Truth by John Lennon. That kind of makes sense. Search and Destroy by Iggy and the Stooges. Blue, Red, and Gray is a song Pete Townsend sang with The Who. And it's pretty much a ukulele and Pete singing. And it just was
I love The Who.
I like the song, but I was like, wow, I can't believe
they
did that.
Big Who fans. I mean, they always, a lot of times they'll end with Bob O'Reilly when they're not ending with Rockin' in the Free World.
Their cover history, the three biggest acts they cover are Neil Young, The Beatles, and The Who.
Yeah.
And I think they might do the most Beatles songs, but they play a couple Neil Young songs more than anything else. They covered Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cortez the Killer, that's another Neil Young Crazy Horse song. Let's see, what else? They did cover Old MacDonald. That was on the list. I don't know when he sang Old MacDonald, but he did.
Is it the Elvis version?
No, it might be.
Chicken Fricassee.
They also covered Forever in Blue Jeans, Neil Diamond.
Yeah, I want to hear that one. That sounds great.
Funk 49.
Oh, cool.
Joe
Walsh.
Yeah, James Gang. Going Back to Indiana by the J5. Well, Jackson 5 song. That's a Jackson 5 deep track. Waiting for the Man by the Velvet Underground. Very cool. My Sharona by The Knack. Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. I would never pick them to do that song. Wow. Rebel Rebel by Bowie.
Ah, wow, cool pick.
They've covered Smells Like Teen Spirit. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Huh. Yeah, a couple times. Growing Up by Springsteen, which is a song that's been covered, I think, by a few people.
I said, honey, sweet.
What?
It ain't nothing next to Vegas treat. If you pardon me, I'd like to say, we'd do okay.
Yeah. He sings like him too.
Wait, that's Eddie singing?
I don't know if that's Eddie singing.
Oh, really? I mean, it sounds like he's trying to impersonate Neil Diamond, which who would
maybe
do
Neil
that?
Joined Pearl Jam?
Oh, could be.
Let's see. Where was I? Beast of Burden by the Stones. They cover a few Stones songs too. Dream Baby Dream, that song that Bruce covers that I was talking about the other day, which is by Suicide. They also cover it. They covered this, I thought was maybe the weirdest thing on the list. Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
God. I would never picture them doing that. Oh, they covered The White Stripes, We're Gonna Be Friends from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah,
Fool in the Rain by Zeppelin. Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone. Stranglehold by Nuge. Sweet Home Alabama. Thank You by Led Zeppelin. Whip It by Devo. And that's just, those are just kind of goofy ones I picked off the list. They're all great songs, though. And then something else that was on the list I thought was really funny.
they did a really good Comfortably Numb, I think, in the Wrigley Field show. I want to say it was.
You know, I didn't see that, but I'm sure it's on there because they did a few other Floyd songs. They had a Setlist FM list the cover songs and the credited writers. And it says, you know, like, for example, they covered Last Kiss 87 times. They covered Rockin' in the Free World 355 times. Whatever it is down the list, down to songs they've done once. And when they get down to 25 times, they list Happy Birthday to You as a cover by Mildred J. Hill and Patty Hill. And they've done it 25. So Pearl Jam has technically covered Happy Birthday to You.
Mm.
I wonder if they get... Do they get dough for every time somebody does that?
Happy 38th birthday.
Isn't that in the weird. Public domain now?
Probably is, yeah. And they covered the national anthem 5 times, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. They covered
so,
it.
So that made me think about the Foo Fighters, because they also do similar things like that.
Yeah, do they cover as many songs as Pearl Jam? I should look them up on Setlist.fm.
I want you to research that, because they did the Rick... Rick Astley song, and then they had him come and perform it.
Oh,
with them.
Right. With
and Astley
again.
Rocked!
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
You are only coming.
So here's the Foo Fighters list. Guess what number 2 is?
Number 2 most covered?
It's a Van Halen song.
Ain't Talking About Love.
What is it?
Judy's right. Ain't Talking About Love.
No shit.
Do you like this? I know you're a big Pink Floyd fan.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Really good.
Brandon's wearing a Pink Floyd shirt today.
Oh. Theme dressing. Yeah, no, I enjoy it. Why not?
I love this. Wow. Now I'm hooked.
That Wrigley Field DVD is really good.
Do they play this?
Yeah, that's what that was from, I believe.
There's
Grohl.
I'm just so fucking...
Back when his leg was broken, so he's sitting in that weird chair. Such a cool song.
I can't believe how many songs the Foo Fighters cover once, because usually a band does a cover and they do it every night for a while, but they just will play any song anytime, it seems like.
Wow.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Darling Nikki, they've done 16 times.
Whoa.
Detroit Rock City 18 times. Never Talking to You Again Husker Du cover 22
times. No!
They have
Husker
some.
Du.
They've got some really huge, strange covers, too.
What's the Husker Du guy? Bob.
Bob Mold.
He's a huge Bob. He's done songs with Bob.
Huh. Yeah, Bob's a great writer. They've done You're So Vain by Carly Simon. You May Be Right by Billy Joel. Huh. Won't Get Fooled Again with Arms Wide Open by Creed. We Are the Champions. Two-Headed Dog by Rocky Erickson.
Oh, they liked doing Baker Street, too.
Oh, God, that Rafferty. Is a great
That's
version.
Probably, yeah. They do that a bunch, I would guess. Yeah. Toys in the Attic, Tiny Dancer, Time is on My Side. The Show Must Go On, Take It Easy by the Eagles.
I've never heard of anybody covering Creed. All right, guys, who wants to hear some fucking Higher?
Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. Stay, I Missed You by Lisa Loeb.
Cool.
Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I think some of those, they want to make that song much better than it was.
Well, I like it when people do it, because sometimes you find that a song has a melody that you really like, but like, oh, wait, what if you did this, and I've heard a lot of really soft songs made hard, and they just sound like completely different songs.
Yeah.
They did Seven Nation Army, Shattered by the Stones, Serve the Servants, Nirvana, Scentless Apprentice, Nirvana, Just Once, Scar Tissue by the Chili Peppers, Ramble On, Pop Life, great Prince song, Planet Clear, the B-52s, it's unbelievable. Moon Age Daydream by Bowie.
Oh,
this is another list you could go. If you're looking for some new music, let's do Kids in America by Kim Wilde. Wow. That's
David Bowie.
I like the song. Cashmere by Zeppelin. Holy Jump by Van Halen. Jailbreak Thin Lizzy.
Vanilla Ice?
This is their number one cover.
Is it?
Yeah, Under Pressure.
David Bowie.
What do you mean by number one? The one
they've done
the most.
177 times.
This version has Roger Taylor's kid drumming, but when I think every time they do this, Dave doesn't sing it.
No, Taylor Hawkins sings it?
Yeah. This is such a great song. Dare I say, if you don't like this song, I don't know if I can like you.
I know, that's always hard to hear something like that someone doesn't like something that they just should.
Yeah.
Like Maz and Blackbird.
Yeah, how can you not like Blackbird?
It's such a beautiful song.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just hard to hate it, I would think.
What happened to him when he was hearing that?
My elbow. They did Gold Dust Woman by Fleetwood Mac. God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols.
Did Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
The Girl You Want by Devo. They did Give Me Some Truth, too, by Lennon. Fuck Her Gently by Tenacious D. Footloose by Kenny Loggins.
I don't know if that one counts as a cover, since I'm pretty confident that
he worked with Dave, the D.
Dave Grohl was the drummer of that entire album.
Well, then
even
Nirvana
though I don't think
count,
that song has drums.
They did a Billy Squire song, Everybody Wants You? Oh.
Everybody Even Flow. About, won't you.
They did Earache My Eye by Cheech and Chong. Oh my God, this list is bizarre. Come Together by the Beatles. Cinnamon Girl, Neil Young. Borderline, Madonna? Borderline?
Wow.
Wouldn't mind hearing that.
That's pretty wild.
Black Dog, Bitch by the Stones. Beat It by Jackson. Band on the Run by Wings. Bad Moon Rising, CCR. Back in Black. All Apologies.
Wow.
Alive. 8675309. God, I cannot
Tommy
believe
Tutone.
This list. Yeah, Tommy Tutone. Show Me the Way. Kick It Out by Heart. Jet by Wings. Immigrant Song by Zeppelin. I'm 18 by Alice. Hocus Pocus by Focus.
I can't find a lot of these.
That's right.
Like those about to rock.
You totally get your money's worth at one of their shows.
They do put on a great show.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll by Zeppelin. I'm the One by Van Halen. Enter Sandman.
Really? Sandman. No.
Baby Hold On. Been Caught Stealing. War Pigs by Sabbath. Rocky Mountain Way. Purple Rain. God, this is an incredible list. Love and Touch and Squeezing by Journey. they did My Sharona too.
They did Been Caught Stealing with Perry Farrell.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
They've done it five times. Carry On My Wayward Son, Bargain by the Who. I love that song.
They did Kansas.
Baker Street, eight times. Only Bad eight? Reputation by Joan Jett, eight times. We Will Rock You, nine times. Tom Sawyer, 10 times.
Whoa!
That's quite a list.
I mean, they actually put this out on an album.
Yeah, this really.
Better than the original.
Yeah. This edition kicks some ass.
Oh, they've been Blackbird 12 times. Maz would be bummed. They've been Happy Birthday to You by Mildred J. Hill and Patty Hill also 12 times.
I want a time machine so I can go back in time to one of these shows.
This cover list is amazing. The great Jerry Rafferty, ladies and gentlemen. It's also in Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh. This city's dead, makes you feel so cold. It's got so many people, but it's got no soul. Which was on what movie soundtrack?
It was on Mr. Blue, Mr. Pink, Mr.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs is right. They brought the song back, Trudy.
Thanks, Johnny.
They also covered You Really Got Me by the Kinks. And guess what they played before it? Eruption.
Huh. Seems like they're competing.
Yeah, I know. There are a lot of songs from the Pearl Jam list on their list. All right, I need to mention that Zot Ford and Holly, they are still getting it done with some great deals for you. Some of the craziest deals of the year, including the 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive, as low as $177 a month. Then again, there is the 2020 Ford Explorer XLT four-wheel drive, as low as $212 a month. How about the toughest truck on the road, a 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4, as low as $199 a month. And just when you thought things couldn't get any crazier, Zot will have the highly anticipated Ford Bronco Sport in stock and ready for immediate delivery any day now.
Sweet.
So give Anthony a call. Say hi to Guevara over there and get details at dealsinthed.com. And Luke Nowacki doesn't want you to overreact. He would like you to just, why don't you just go see him?
If you're going to overreact, today might be the day. Just the market got hammered today.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Take a guess.
Let's see. Stimulus isn't getting done.
That's number two.
Number one. Mike Pence has coronavirus.
Coronavirus.
No, he doesn't. His staff, five people.
They're really scared of the new coronavirus numbers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, today was a big day.
Wait, wouldn't that be a good thing for the stock market because all those companies trying to make and manufacture, you know.
Well, that's one way to look at
COVID-related it. COVID-related medicines and pharmaceuticals.
I like the way you're thinking.
To make lots and lots and lots of money.
Except for the fear of just grinding the economy to a halt without a stimulus.
Yeah, well, there. Yeah.
I mean, there's that.
There's that.
Luke Nowacki would love to help you wind through these tricky days at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. You can call Luke at 248-663-4748 for advice on saving for college, a savings plan that gives you tax advantages like a 529. What's going on with your 401k? What are you invested in and why? And
we're looking at money.
Is there something better that meets your needs, whether you want a growth fund or you want something entirely safe, you don't want to take risks, you just want to make a couple percent a year, whatever it is you want to do, you should have a strategy to reach your goals. And that's why Luke and the people at Pinnacle Wealth would love to help you. 248-663-4748. And
Securities and Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Hey, can you cue up, wait, is it David Gilmour and Van Morrison doing Comfortably Numb? I'm pretty sure that's it.
Oh, no, there's are we ready for that head trip?
There are some really great versions of that song, and I know The one.
I'm sorry, David Gilmour and who?
David Gilmour and Van Morrison.
I think it's. I think that one's with Roger.
Oh, is it with Roger?
Roger Waters.
Yeah,
and Van.
That makes right. sense.
I believe you're right, Brandon. And it appeared in a movie
Too angry
soundtrack.
Things.
I've become comfortable.
Would it be with the band too, or no?
No. Oh. It's just Roger Waters, and he brought Van Morrison on stage to sing it a couple times. I've seen it. Because that was during the era where everybody in Pink Floyd liked each other except Roger. So obviously, obviously it was everybody else's fault, not Roger.
Yeah, Roger and Van Morrison. The band? Yeah, Van comes in on the chorus.
He comes in for the Dave Gilmour part. And he doesn't sing it as good as Dave Gilmour does.
I disagree.
Ooh.
That sounds terrible.
Oh, what movie was this? I know this.
This is something live. Here's the.
Yeah, I think there's a recorded version.
Oh. Team Gilmour.
Who sings it better?
Definitely Dave Gilmour. Come on.
I think there's a version with Roger and David Bowie also. But let me look that up. Oh.
No more! No!
Oh, go to hell. David Gilmour and David Bowie.
Hmm. Now this one's better than that term. Team Gilmour. Cool.
Is there anyone at home? I don't think I've ever heard this. I knew it existed.
Didn't even know that it existed. I hear you feeling
down. Hello.
I can ease your pain. Get you on your feet again.
Hello.
Relax. I need some information.
Gilmour just sounds good. He's always smooth.
Well, it's just because of the version you've heard a million times, Brandon. You don't have to be so stuck to it. You can open your mind a little bit.
The version with Van Morrison is from The Departed.
That's right.
God
damn it. I knew
it was
intense. One of those movies. Yeah,
it was intense.
I think that's a studio version, though. I don't know why. I can't seem to find that one. It's got to be out there.
That is a good song.
Luke.
You said it's a studio version?
I thought there was.
Let me look.
I can't believe they would use a live version in The Departed. Hmm. I mean, that doesn't make sense, does it?
I don't think so.
Is Trudy, you want to tell us about Dr. Roche?
Yeah, because he's fixing people up right and left. In fact, they have that phone ringing off the hook there at Dr. Roche's office. They have October specials, too, that you're going to want to get in on. Get a Halloween makeover to look hotter, trimmer, and tighter.
That's them answering the phone. It's ringing off the hook.
With Evolve, $5,800 value for $2,500. That's huge. And $500 off liposuction, lipo-tight for the month of October, plus $3,500 if you're considering one of the things that Dr. Roche is especially good at, and that would be boobs, breast implants, saline breast implants for $3,500. And they also have CBD products that are top medical quality, made in the USA, made to make you feel better and be able to sort of get through every day without pain and absolutely no addiction. Other painkillers can be harsh, but these are actually all natural, all grown in the USA and processed here too. So call Dr. Roche for a teleconsultation. You could do it on your lunch hour, 248-338-1110. Yeah.
So this is the version from the soundtrack.
The Departed.
And it sounds live.
Oh.
Team Gilmour.
Hello.
It also features Jerry from the San Francisco Jacks. Well, I
can't Roger! Does he get a credit?
Yeah. He's beating off on the side of the stage.
Roger! This is what he does.
Relax.
It's weird that they use a live version, though. And it is the band with them. The band.
I got confused. I thought you meant the actual.
I figured as
Floyd
much.
Band.
Yeah, I know. I figured as much that that's what you were talking about.
Wow, that's quite the head trip there.
Yeah. The band. I'm going to become an actor, and my name's going to be Actor.
I do support you in your Team Gilmore, though, because I have a tendency to love Dave Gilmore. More than Roger Waters? I'm not
Dave
sure why.
Dave Gilmore and Richard Wright, I'm telling you, they have, those two were the ones that worked musically together, and I know that Drew loves himself some Roger Waters.
I do too.
Wrote the majority of the lyrics, and
sure.
And that's correct, but he was also a complete dickhead. If you read any of like the biographies or the making of these albums, he's always just tearing all the other band members to shreds.
He's a bit intense.
Meanwhile, everybody else, Nick Mason, Richard Wright, David Gilmour, they're all getting along, doing fine together, creating music together.
Yeah.
And Roger was just kind of an asshole. And you see when they break off, whenever there's that one guy that leaves, you know, and won't come back to the rest of the band.
Right.
I kind of put blame on that one person, to be honest.
But didn't he just recently kind of want to sort of get a reconciliation with them?
Well, Mason
for the purposes
died.
Of going
Richard,
out?
I'm sorry, Richard Wright died, which sucks.
Yeah, but Nick Mason and David Gilmour are still out there, but I don't think they want to work with him. He's kind of prickly. A little bit.
But like Us and Them is a Richard Wright sung song, and no one really even knows about it. That's the craziest thing about a lot of these Pink Floyd tunes. You have no idea which guy is singing any of these songs.
No.
Because, I mean, obviously the early ones, it's Syd Barrett. And then when David Gilmour comes along, it's really mixed. You have some that are Richard Wright, some that are David Gilmour, some that are Roger Waters. And I was always able to tell the difference by which song vocals suck. That's Roger Waters. Seriously, like the beginning of The Wall when he's like, "Hot as hell and cold at night, the fat and slight, those scallywags." Like that stuff, it's not appealing to my ears.
I just always thought that was just bizarre, you know? So I accepted it for that reason. But I saw them in concert in Cleveland the year that they flew a plane at the stadium. And I could not have told you who was playing what, because that was secondary to, they had those giant screens. And it was just
their laser light show.
But they had a giant like round screen and everything was a head trip. I mean, if you had a buzz at all, you just, the entire time you were just like, whoa, yes.
I'm so wasted.
Uh-huh. And it was great.
On what?
Oh, it's just weed, I think. Well, I went to that concert with my cousin.
If you think, then I'm going to guess that it wasn't weed.
It might have been something.
I'm just saying.
It might have been something.
You know, it's funny. I was reading, I think we talked about it off the air, about Cary Grant, that book about Cary Grant.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And how apparently he was bisexual and just got on with lots of dudes. And when I was telling you and Drew about, you know, having read the story, I can't remember if it was you or Drew, one of you guys was like, oh, yeah, and he took a lot of LSD.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that that was that well known, that this, you know, prestigious Hollywood actor dosed that much LSD.
Yeah.
I just never had heard that. But what I thought was interesting was he also said he dosed in the doctor's office and then defecated on the floor. And like, I've known people that have taken LSD and nobody defecated. Nobody shit their pants. Why did Cary Grant?
I've heard he's got diarrhea.
Why did he crap his pants on LSD? Doesn't that seem like a really odd reaction to any drug?
To tripping?
I mean, I don't know what drug would make you crap your pants other than booze.
Yeah, I don't either.
Have you ever heard Cary Grant tell that story?
No, but please, what? Please, it's amazing. You have audio of it.
I did. I shit my pants last night. I did. Went out and had a great meal, just a great fucking meal. I had to go to the bathroom so bad in the car. I'm going, travel, hurry up, man. I got to shit. I had fucking shit in my pants. I'm good twice a year for that. When was the last time you shit your pants?
Me?
Yeah. Been a while?
Me?
I was in Vegas a couple years ago. This is an honest to God true story.
The double
staying
tapered.
At the Bellagio. I went over to the Mirage for dinner, met some friends of mine over there. went to Kokomo's, a great little steakhouse. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs. He said, these just came in. I got to give them to you guys. I'm eating them. Then we go play gamble a little bit. Then I had a tea time early in the morning.
So Kokomo should use this for their,
back to the hotel.
Their menu.
Three quarters away out of the lobby, and all of a sudden I go, oh, fuck. And I'm standing here like this. I got my butt pinched so fucking. I'm fucked. I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right. I went just like this. Water. I had some food poisoning from the crabs. Take off my leather jacket. Tied it around my waist. And I'm just standing there, and it's just running down my leg.
Oh, my God.
I got jeans on, black Bucks, no socks. And I just start fucking walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. It's water.
Yep, that's Cary Grant.
Oh, my God.
That was after he had the double taper, right, George Brett?
The perfect double taper shit.
I don't know why that always makes me laugh. Like, double taper.
If you want to look that up, though, the article in Vanity Fair is Cary in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh, God.
And it talks about him tripping and all these other Hollywood celebrities tripping and stuff that they saw. It was, like, pretty wild.
Yeah, here,
Vice did one, too.
Oh, cool.
He said, I learned that no one else was keeping me unhappy but me. I gained something else, myself. And on that day, I shat all over the rug in the doctor's office, and I shat all over the floor. I imagine
who goes to the doctor when they're tripping?
Shat.
Terrible idea.
I think he tripped at the doctor. What's the famous doctor that
Dr. Timothy Leary?
No, it wasn't Timothy Leary.
It's Albert. No, Albert Dr. Gabe Merkin discovered it. Yeah, it was Merkin.
Dr. Gabe Merkin hasn't treated him, but he can comment on it.
Oh, his name was Oscar Janiger?
Mortimer Hartman.
Oh.
I don't know. Oh. So then he also says, I imagine myself as a giant penis launching off from Earth like a spaceship. I had lots of problems over the year, but they were Archie Leach's problems, which was his
real name,
yeah. And then he babbled on about the virtues of tripping on LSD to anyone who would listen. Oh, my God, would that be annoying.
Wow, shat on the floor.
Yeah. That's a fun. Huh. Next time you watch a great old movie.
With Cary Grant.
With Cary Grant, I just remember he's shitting his doctor's office.
But he was such a gentleman.
Pooped his pants.
Out of the doctor's office.
Such a classic. Liquid.
And he was bisexual, too. Which,
wow, he was all things.
Yeah, I know. It seems almost like there were more gay stars back then than there are now.
I know. Him and Rock Hudson were two of the most chiseled dudes in Hollywood at the time, weren't they?
I wonder if their butts ever met the other's wiener.
Oh,
I'm not aware of those two getting it on.
Hi, I'm Cary Grant's rocket penis wiener. I'm Rock Hudson's butt. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Or would it be the other way? It seems like Rock Hudson's penis would meet Cary Grant's butt.
The sodomy that was committed was volunteered.
I think I had it right, Trudy.
Oh, maybe.
I'm just guessing. I don't know why.
Well, but Cary Grant liked chicks, so.
And butts.
Yeah. Does it mean that he wants to be the inserter all the time, or does it mean that when he's gay?
Over the years, my ass is taking a pounding.
He wants to really be gay.
I'm sure they probably blew each other.
Boy, I don't know.
Did you know why Cary Grant was in the doctors to begin with the LSD?
No. Why?
Looks like it's just lacerations to the rectum.
Wow, that's weird. I wouldn't think it'd be a good cure.
Maybe that's why he shat on the doctor's rug.
Get your attention off the lacerations.
That's true. Or you might just focus on it intensely.
If I'm drilled in the ass, I'd love to know the size of the fella's dick first.
Oh, Jesus Christ, can we talk about something else?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to... a couple of sports things. The Dodgers won Game 5... So I was kind of glad that Kershaw got a couple wins in this series because he's had struggles in postseason. And so now at least he can win a couple games in the World Series. Maybe the Dodgers win it. And it's still been a great series. I mean, I hope the Rays win game 6, to be honest, because I want another game. I want two more games. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the Sunday night game, which was phenomenal. We did talk about it, didn't we, on the show?
Yep.
Yeah, early.
Yeah, Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
Beating Seattle 37-34.
Sorry, I was looking up the ratings. I wondered which game did better.
Yeah, check it out. I'm very curious to find out. The other story, and we didn't get to this because it happened Friday, I believe, is Tampa Bay signing AB.
Yeah, sweet.
I, you know, Tom Brady's been through this before.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB, number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. Ah. And shit.
Booming.
I just wouldn't think Tom Brady would want to go through this again because he did it once. It lasted, was it 6 days? And then AB got into it with his accusers and he wanted people to dox them. And the Patriots just said, no, 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 we can't, we're not doing this. And they cut bait. And I know he was going after them for the money too. So I don't know what they ended up paying. I think they paid part of it, something like that. But
I remember Bruce Arians said he would never have him on his team.
He's been no. I will say this
and
for AB
he said that it wasn't Tom Brady wasn't the reason he's on the Buccaneers now. So which one is?
Oh, Arians? I see. He's awfully quiet.
AB.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he really hasn't said much. Now I cannot believe that once he's on the field catching 40-yard passes that he will maintain his.
Oh, no, no, no. Silence? No, no, no. It's when he's not catching the ball that he's going to start chirping up.
But he's not chirping lately.
No, but once he's on the team and he's not getting the ball,
that's oh, well, if that happens. Oh, yeah, of course. That's no, he would be a horrible teammate if he was not part of things.
He also lost a whole lot of money.
Except, did he really lose that much money? Because I thought he got paid something last year, even though he never played except one game.
Well, he probably got paid something, but he didn't fulfill any of those contracts. I mean, he doesn't get paid out the full amount.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he did lose some money. He's lost money for the first 8 games this year. I don't know what they signed him for. I wonder what they're paying him for the last 8 games. Anybody hear a number?
2.5.
2.5 million?
At most, 2.5.
Oh, well, then he lost a shit ton of money.
Because there's bonuses and whatnot.
Yeah, he lost a lot of money.
I lost a whole lot of money.
But he's got a whole lot of money. He printed out his bank statement on Instagram.
Lost.
Remember when he put his bank statement on Instagram?
Yeah, yes. It's about $20 million, right?
I thought it was $24 million or something like that. I don't. Would you guys sign him?
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
I just would expect him to blow things up. At some point, see something crazy will happen. Maybe you know. Maybe he learned.
Maybe he finally learned.
I don't think he learned. But if the team can win, I think he'll be a good person, a good boy. I don't want to say boy, but he'll be a good teammate.
He's never
this
been
is a
good
guy
teammate
who,
though.
And this guy has 100 receptions like the last 6 years he's played a full season. And sure, he didn't play. You know. Anything this year and barely last year, but he's still only, what, 32 years old? The guy is good. He's fantastic, and now he's got a core. Oh, my God. How many targets does Tom Brady need?
I know.
Gronk, Mike Evans. He's got...
The juice, O.J. Howard.
And it's incredible. That offense should be fantastic. The defense is already good. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are, they're dark horse here to win the Super Bowl, I think.
How are they keeping him quiet all this time? Because remember when he could not shut up? I mean, his list of offenses is so long that it actually is to his benefit because you forget about half of them. I mean, seriously, think of all the things that he did that made people really mad, and not to mention things that he did to women that made them more than really mad.
That's a good strategy, though. I mean, if you're going to be in trouble, you might as well like have a million things, and then after a while, people get tired of keeping up.
I really believe that because, you know, he did assault and destroy equipment or furniture on a moving van, and he did plead guilty to something in that. I mean, that thing was crazy. Then there were the women that claimed they were sexually assaulted. I mean, are those things still active? Did he settle those cases?
I hear it's your second anniversary wedding.
I got your ratings answer. You ready?
Yes.
Seahawks Cardinals. Averaged around 12 million viewers for NBC, which is kind of low, especially for that great game that went on till midnight. Game 5 did 7.2 million.
Ooh, that's going to be the lowest World Series game ever.
Really?
Yes, because the lowest game was Game 1, which was 9.1 million. And then I don't even know what 2, 3, and 4 did, to be honest.
Well, I think the problem is it was up against 60 Minutes, which drew about 17 million. To see Trump
except
invited.
It started after 60 Minutes was an hour late. That's right.
But it's still against those two.
I put on 60 Minutes. I don't know why I even record it because they never have it on when it's supposed to be on. It's always on way late. You might as well record this. If you're going to record one show, if I had to pick, I'd pick the show after 60 Minutes to watch.
It's not
60
like they
minutes.
Have the technology to adjust, you know, what time it's on your guide either.
I told you, of course, I should record both shows, but I just forgot.
I cut the cord, and YouTube TV just records it when it's on, beginning and end. So I guess they do have the technology to say, oh, it's starting right now.
Well, I would think 60 Minutes would be pissed off that they land. I mean, I got to 45 minutes into the 7 o'clock 60 Minutes, and it was still a NASCAR race. And I'm like,
45 minutes.
There's not going to be anything on here. So I think they did me a favor because I really don't think I needed to see the interviews. I saw the Trump one for the most part. I wanted to see the Biden one, but did I really lose anything?
That 7.4 million for Game 5 was their largest audience thus far for the World Series.
I thought they had 9.1 in Game 1.
Just said that's what it says right now. Maybe that's a specific demo I'm looking at.
Maybe.
And Sunday Night Football went up too, so.
Maybe.
Supermarket sweep.
I got to tell you, the NBA Finals and the World Series, those numbers are just abysmally stunning numbers.
Except for the real number that matters to the NBA, which is that they preserved $1.5 billion in revenue by finishing the season.
Oh, well, no, I'm sure they're better off than they would have been by not having a season.
What do you think it cost them to play 100 days of basketball at Disney in the bubble?
I know it was a lot of money, wasn't it?
Just take a guess. I mean, I don't know how you would even start to guess.
I wouldn't know.
$180 million. So to spend $180 million to save $1.5
billion? Yeah, I suppose it's worth it. Does that include the money they paid the players, or do they have to pay them out of the $1.5 billion?
I think it's just, well, no, I think the players... Don't they get paid what they get paid? I don't know.
I don't think they got paid for a full season, did they? Oh, they played a full season. That's right.
Yeah.
They don't make as much money in the postseason, so that's where the NBA owners probably make their money, as the NHL does. And
much of the team and league sponsorship contractual obligations were fulfilled at Disney by the addition of virtual ads and other activations, notably the Michelob Ultra Courtside Club that drew 60,000 virtual fans who logged into the fan wall during the games played at Disney.
Oh, boy.
That giant wall they had.
People are desperate. Yeah.
Whatever.
To exist.
They also, for the first time, put an ad on the center of the court, which got them more revenue.
I was reading about these events, though, these live events, whether it's World Series, NBA Finals, the Super Bowl, the Grammys, the Emmys. These events that have brought in crazy, crazy money. They've always gone up, the ad rates. Mm-hmm. And it's reached a point now where people are saying, okay, you're not doing that anymore. It's not going up. And the problem is the sports world, if they were to pay them the same for the smaller audience that they're continuously delivering, it would upset the whole infrastructure, the whole salary structure. I mean, they have to get more money with every successive contract. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if they're able to do that. And these award shows are just not drawing an audience. The Emmys had 6 million. Honestly, you're better off with the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
It's a bigger audience. It is.
Yeah.
It's the Grammys.
And I forgot what the number was for the Oscars, but that number's been going down too. It reminds me of...
It's a bad show though, man. The Oscars.
It's terrible. It's
so
horrible.
Oh, and there's just nothing to it.
And so you've got this audience that is dwindling. It reminds me of the Big Three when the percentage of cars they sold got smaller for like 30 straight years and nobody did anything. Nobody changed anything. It's like, maybe we'll be better next year.
Well, I don't know what they could change to make their ratings any better. I mean, really, what can they do?
I'm not sure that it's really about what they can do at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's beyond that. I think they could have done a much better show a long time ago, and they probably could have preserved some of their audience, but they couldn't. They just couldn't do it. I don't know why. And the other weird story, sports story, was that Cam Newton got blasted by Jeff Garcia. He's on some Bay Area sports show for his flashy attire. For what he wore, I didn't see what he wore to the game, but he was saying, oh, well, you know, I think it's kind of, when you're playing that badly, I don't think you should be drawing attention to yourself with what you're wearing.
Has he never seen Cam Newton post game ever?
I don't know. I mean, it's Jeff Garcia. And I got to be honest with you. I don't know how Cam Newton dresses to games, and I don't really give a fuck. I'm not sure why Jeff Garcia found this to be so objectionable.
It's always something loud. I mean, we've seen it a million times. I never thought too much of it. It was just kind of the thing he does.
Yeah. That's why I would.
Well, he threw three picks yesterday, and he's got
three more interceptions. You get yanked in the second half.
I just wanted to hear Jeff Garcia mad.
Good going your way. Why are you dressing like that to bring more attention to yourself? I'd be trying to ask the equipment managers, put me in your jock sock cart and sneak me in the back door, and I'll show up on the field and do the best that I can.
Jeff, this sounds like you're speaking from too much experience here. Okay?
Shut
this
up, lady.
Like you're speaking from experience.
This just goes back to a couple years of just watching this guy and seeing him at the podium, but yet what he's doing on the field does not translate to being that guy.
And I just feel like... I mean, Joe Namath.
Yeah.
When
you predict you're going to win a Super Bowl and you go out and do it, wear whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. But,
you know, right now, I'm not buying it.
Jeff Presley.
How stupid.
Was he just trying to make a hot take?
I think he was.
Okay. Very good.
Who cares what they wear?
Yeah, I personally don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Hot take.
There's the gallery of Cam Newton. Brandon is up. Look at that wacky outfit.
Yeah, he wears a lot of crazy stuff, but I mean, I never.
Oh.
It's very fashion forward.
I'm not sure why. But whatever. So did what's that? What's the name of that sideline reporter with the NBA who did it for years?
Craig Sager.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Like nobody gave him shit about it.
His performance was always spot on, so it's okay.
He wears a lot of women's scarves.
Jesus, Brandon, what in the hell happened?
I don't know.
Sounds like
the
Morse
hats,
code.
The coats.
No, that fart.
Oh, you heard that.
Oh, what? Like you weren't leaning, like you didn't move the mic down.
Sorry.
Yeah, like you weren't having a blast just cutting it off and cutting it on, cutting it off, cutting it on.
The other day post show, Brandon and I work on things, but we still have the Zoom connected. We're both muted, and I see him laughing really hard. So I'm muted. I said, "What do you listen to? What's so funny?" And you're just, nothing. You're still laughing. I go, "You're listening back to your fart, aren't you? It's the first thing you listen to after the show." Yes, it is.
That's not true. I was listening to a funny joke that you made, Mark.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah, well, that's definitely not true. This is the first thing he goes back to is to hear his fart again. And I guarantee you it happens again today.
What? No, I just have to make sure because I go back and I normally cut them out. And
no,
if any of the listeners heard my farts, those are the ones I accidentally missed.
Oh, my God. So many listeners hear those farts.
Oh, they do.
Because he boosts them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he points. He's got a direct.
He likes people thinking about his butthole.
His anus is directionally going towards the microphone.
Oh, can someone sponsor his butt mic? It's new.
No, it's not true. Don't even ask.
Charmin?
Did anybody ever sponsor butt mics?
I don't think so. I don't think it ever got to that point. That was a missed opportunity, though, for sure. So what's going on with Wendy Williams?
Oh, my God. Did you see her on Friday?
I didn't see it. I heard one of her former employees was saying that, you know, something is going on, but nobody can talk about it.
Well,
I heard that she was confusing some words. It almost sounded like, what, is she having a stroke or is she drunk or what is it?
All you have to know is, remember, didn't she go to rehab not that recently?
Yeah.
Not that long ago?
Uh-huh.
But
among the things that they were saying, not only was she screwing up some words, she was calling the coronavirus the Cornova virus.
Well, we played that back. That was a while ago.
She did it again.
But Friday she was a
We are frightened of Cornova.
She also... People were talking about her breathing being strange because she's got a mic that's fairly close to her mouth, and they said that her breathing was, I don't know if it was super loud. I didn't really understand what it meant. They said she was breathing irregularly, and
don't
I guess a lot of...
Don't be afraid of Cornova.
Here she is.
A lot of people were talking about it.
Let me put it up on the screen for you. Oh, boy, it failed. Hang on. Well, listen.
Why are you breathing so hard?
I want you to see her walk out because she looks very unsteady on her way out.
Oh, she teeter-tottering?
Yeah.
Oh, it's time for her to faint again, isn't it? It's Halloween.
That's right.
Oh, that was so fake.
Look how slow she's moving. Her eyes are just wide open.
Oh, it's like she just had a wet fart or something.
Sharted.
The crowd looks so ridiculous with like 13 people in a room that would seat 200.
Oh, yeah, she's buzzed.
I'm chewing.
Are you okay?
I'm chewing my mints is the first thing she said.
I'm ready for you. Thank you for watching our show. Say hello to my co-host, my Stanford studio audience.
She's just kind of glassy-eyed standing there.
Of course.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Just sitting there going,
Are you okay?
Don't be afraid of Cronova.
Why are they cheering like this?
Because they're excited that she didn't fall over.
How you doing? I'm doing okay. Let's get started. It's time for Hot Topics.
Ooh, I love Hot Topics. Look how slow she's moving over there.
She has the best Hot Topics.
Oh, she kind of had to...
Well, I hope she gets into them right away, right?
Why is the audience dancing? And I mean, that's weird.
You got a vamp.
Oh, my.
What the hell? This is weird.
This is on television. Okay, Wendy, take it away.
It is what it... Excuse me, Marco? I love that outfit. Yeah! It's a jumpsuit with pockets and Air Max. Oh. Flick me. Go, Mark.
Nobody understands
go,
it.
Rainbow, go. Go. I got on Wolford tights.
This is a television show. I can't believe this.
What in the hell are you talking about?
I don't.
2.5 minutes. What has happened so far?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Shoe cam. Come on, shoe cam, man.
All right, get into it, Wendy. Let's go.
God.
So,
wow, that's weird.
I was laying in my office,
totally
and my
normal.
Phone rang.
Totally
office.
Normal.
My office.
Bring.
Totally
and I
normal.
Literally am laying.
Are you okay?
Silently. Street wig on.
Right.
Not show wig. Street wig. Laying.
Huh. Oh my God.
Hell, baby. Rick Ross.
Oh! Oh! What? Rick Ross is on the phone?
Rick is the most. And I catch him. You know how, Norman, when you know somebody who you know is like, they're not really there for that.
Right.
But they're there for the show.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. No,
what?
You don't know, Marco.
I love Rick Ross.
So do I.
It's a special
okay,
talent.
Okay, so Rick Ross called you in your office, right? Is that what happened?
Sure, they're 4 minutes into the show and nothing has happened.
He wants to do something.
You must be the most boring woman on earth.
I'm listening.
Be quiet.
What?
That's better than quiet.
Right, quiet.
Be quiet. Be quiet. In the meantime, Rick, by the way, you know he's got a lot of stuff going on. He will be rich forever. That's what he always calls himself. Uh-huh. Which makes a girl like me say, Anyway, he's expanding his empire. He has put down $1 million on 87 acres of land in Georgia.
So why did he call you?
Yeah.
Couldn't we have done this in about 20 seconds?
Yes.
With two houses. I didn't talk to him about this. He didn't even talk to me about
this. What did he call you about? What was the whole thing about bring?
Not romantical.
Uh-huh. Romantical?
But sort of antical. Sort of antical.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So we didn't talk about any of this.
She drunk?
She sounds drunk.
I think so.
But it just so happens that we have the story.
It's kind of like...
I don't know how you can even attempt this drunk. It's so, just so...
this 87 acres...
Ridiculous.
Well, don't you think she's so drunk that she's trying to be super cautious about what she's...
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Saying and
rich
thinking.
Forever?
And her
But she's saying nothing!
Well, I think it's just a show.
Her staff are really good at sort of... You know, like buying into it and
oh yeah, pretending to know what she's talking about and that it's very relatable.
I'm just I just want to hear the next transition.
Right there. Mm-hmm. We've already talked
it's
about
so
this.
Bad.
We've already talked about this.
Mm-hmm. 109 rooms.
Hey, Wendy, next time just tape the call from Rick Ross and play that back.
We already talked about the bathrooms.
Do we did?
That's so awkward.
Oh, my God.
12 bedrooms.
What? 12 what?
Bedrooms.
Awkward.
That leaves 97 rooms.
And a nice swimming pool, apparently.
swimming pool.
Right.
I like that you call it a swimming
pool. The full name, swimming pool. Not just a pool, it's a swimming pool.
Oh, that producer's like, oh, God.
I feel bad for
him.
Neither can I.
This is so, I cannot so believe awkward. They ran this.
Is yeah. entertain him.
Okay.
No.
What we do?
No. I will entertain in the calm down because I got my own situation and I'm good.
What?
Yeah! Yeah! Why the clapping?
Just because it's awkward as all hell.
But and whoever.
Oh my God.
After midnight.
Okay. After midnight.
Leave me alone. Okay. Leave me alone.
Don't distract
wasn't funny.
All the way alone.
It wasn't funny at all.
I've got Air Max on.
Yeah, you already told us.
Oh, back in the shoes.
What do you have?
You want to battle again?
Oh my God. Just go.
Oh, there's his shoe cam. Cool.
Oh.
How did he get to the shoes?
Holy fuck.
No.
How did it go to the shoes? I didn't see that.
You like those?
Coming.
The thing I like that.
Neither did she, Trudy.
She has a $15 million per year salary for the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've seen her do her show.
It's not like this.
She's okay. She does a decent job.
She's perfect for the audience she's trying to get.
Yeah, and she's pretty good at what she does.
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
I feel like I gotta do my foot like.
So they just keep playing the harp and she's just kind of rubbing herself.
Hit it again. Forget him. Go.
Huh. Well, whatever's going on over there has got to stop.
They actually make an hour pass like this?
Move his feet.
Can we go up about a half hour ahead?
This is
an hour show?
This is just the first 13 minutes. I can.
Oh, okay. That's all we have.
I just want to hear get into the next topic somehow.
Go. Music, please.
I don't know who this lady is or what she's doing. I'll jump forward and see.
Oh, I feel terrible for her.
Anyway.
The worst episode ever.
Hodel. Oh, excuse me. Adele.
Hodel.
Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
She's trying to unwrap like a cough drop, and it's taking her forever.
Jesus.
Which
is the rapper in the
Adele
with the flowers in the flower pot thing? That's total bullshit.
How do you feel about that? Now she's going over her scripts and doing her thing, and she posted that picture, and a lot of the people said, "Well, why are you not performing? Why are you just hosting?" The fans were really mad about her.
Mm. Mad about her?
We're not
for what?
Performing.
Oh, okay.
That wouldn't be mad about her.
Listen,
that'd be mad at her.
Fans.
Just wait for her to get home. It takes a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's Adele.
Yeah.
She is iconic. As she approaches.
I'd also like to point out that this is a clip from YouTube on the Wendy Williams Show YouTube page, so they have no problem even posting it.
That she needs to be pressured by you.
What?
For when she announces new music.
I can hardly hear you.
100 pounds. She's been through a lot. Married, divorced,
Mally.
In love, not. Bleeding her heart to your soul with her music.
Yeah,
I don't even know this music. Thank you.
I know, you always, but because it's heartbreaking. Sad
just have this guy host the show, man.
I need that in my life.
I don't like that in my life.
Yeah.
I don't I really only know Adele from just being Adele from Hot Topics. Does that make sense?
She knows Adele from her own bit on the show.
There's certain people who...
That's pretty funny.
I don't know them except for they're from Hot Topics. And maybe...
What now?
What's,
oh
that,
one
what's that one song I know?
What's that one song I know?
Hello.
Yeah, let me pluck that out of your brain for you.
But I don't listen, like, I don't, you
did
know,
this,
when
is this today or is this Friday? This Friday,
this
isn't
is Friday show.
Did this air today, the show?
So I guess today, I didn't see it, I can look for it, but I guess she addressed the situation today.
And?
I haven't seen it. Do you want me to look for it?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on the...
Is there any, let me see if I can find it.
I'm sure it's on the official Wendy Williams...
I mean, I would think it would be news. In fact, I'm surprised that what we just saw... I would have thought that would have been much bigger news, honestly. That was bizarre.
A few stories. It's on the Wrap. Fox News covered it.
I did see a few stories on it.
Did TMZ? Not,
I mean, for example, there were other entertainment stories that were more pervasive and that are more pervasive. You know, what's her name is...
I guess this is today.
I always say I love you for watching because I really, really do. You know, I come here every day. And I try to do the best that I can.
See how she sounds way better?
She sounds different.
I appreciate you watching. But it's, you know, even after all of these years, it's still work. You know, an effort put
in. I take back what I said.
For the hour that I'm out here with you, you know? I guess every day is not perfect. But I'm not
a perfectionist. That was not even professional, honey.
But I do appreciate you putting in the effort to watch us.
Oh, it was an effort.
It was work.
I love entertaining you, you know?
Well, you didn't do a very good job. Because you're fucked up.
I got to say, I was kind of entertained.
Yeah, actually, it was fascinating because how long will they let this go on? That was where I was at.
I was watching a train wreck.
That was it, really. Yeah.
That was it? That's her explanation?
That's the only clip I can find.
Hmm.
Wow.
Don't be afraid of Cornova.
I was going to mention the story today that is, entertainment-wise at least, that's everywhere. Emily Ratajkowski is pregnant, which is so gross. How is she going to post skanky pictures that get her millions of likes if her stomach is big?
She will, and it'll be beautiful. And
oh, my God, it's so beautiful. Look at her. She's pregnant. She's glowing. And she's not wearing any clothes.
You can actually see the baby. It's waving through her vagina.
Will we see a full nude of Emily Ratajkowski?
Yeah, I think so.
I think she will.
Probably with her playing with herself.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
I think she will copy exactly what Chrissy Teigen does. You know, which is taking you through the whole pregnancy. And then when she's breastfeeding, you will see a picture of Emily Ratajkowski breastfeeding her child. Guarantee it.
Yeah,
I'll put money on it right now.
Okay.
That's going to be a big boob.
Yeah, probably will. That's a good point, Brandon.
Yep.
I was getting a lot of feedback on Unsolved Mysteries, The Lady in the Lake, about Joanne Matuk. Because... So many people know the story, and some people know the family, and so most people seem to feel that Tim Matuk, as the Unsolved Mystery suggested, that there's a little more to this, you know, that she told multiple people, if anything happens to me, it's going to be Tim Matuk, her cousin.
Yeah.
And I guess this is over an inheritance, but I don't understand why would, okay, they're cousins. Would they be up for the same inheritance? Maybe a grandparent or something? I mean, they seem like they're...
They mentioned that.
Their parents would be not giving them both money, I wouldn't think.
It was mentioned in the Unsolved Mysteries, but yeah, maybe it was a grandparent then.
Boy, they have to be awfully old.
Well, it seemed like it had already happened. I mean, how old was she? 53?
I know, but what can you do about it when it's already happened? She's 65.
Yeah, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it is a parent. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure it's... It sounds like there's a lot of money involved. I don't know how, or it's not really explained.
Why would him killing her help him get money?
I have no idea. No, that's kind of what I thought.
Or he's going to do it just to enact revenge? That seems ridiculous.
They were estranged, and they were, you know, they had this this incredibly loud screaming argument on the phone where she didn't want him ever calling her, and she didn't understand how he ever got her new phone number. I mean, she changed her phone number over this guy. And then she did tell multiple people that if something happens to me, he did it. Now, that's pretty weird. And when I first talked about that on the show, when we talked about it before, I said, I wonder what the percentage is of people that say, if something happens to me, this person did it. And then that person did it. If they were murdered, what is the percentage that was actually the person they said to look at?
So did you find out?
No, I didn't.
Over 50.
How could you ever find something like that out? But it seems like it's high.
I think it's high.
I do. But and then the other thing was, I heard from a couple people who were criticizing the police for a terrible investigation, I believe one of the two people was implying that because Tim Matuk's a police officer, that there was some conspiracy.
Well, that was alluded to in the episode too. But I don't understand. Police officer there for whoever was investigating it. Was it Grosse Pointe Woods?
Grosse Pointe Farms is where she lived. I just don't know, why would the police put themselves on the line to?
I think he was an officer. I want to say he was an officer in Harper Woods. So they would just protect him
it doesn't make any sense to me.
That means they figured out it was him right away, or he told them, "Hey, I murdered.
I'm about to murder her. So
cover it up." I don't know. I'm not buying that.
I think it's an unsolved mystery because it is a mystery. It's very difficult to get your brain around what in the world happened there.
I watched another good one about, and I think you saw it too, about Lester Eubanks.
Yeah.
This dude kills some girl, kills like a 13-year-old girl in 1965, admits to it, gets put on death row. Yeah, it's right there. Gets put on death row. His sentence is delayed two or three times, and then 1972 rolls around. The Supreme Court says, you know what? Death row, you guys got to redo the death penalty. Huh. So they got rid of the death penalty in Ohio then.
So he gets natural life.
So it was abolished, yeah. But not only does he get natural life, apparently he's this wonderful artist, which I think his paintings were a little overrated.
I do too. I think he's fucking good. They just go, a guy on death row can actually paint better than somebody that has no talent at all.
It's like when an elephant paints a picture with his trunk and everyone's like, oh my God, an elephant painted. Ooh. It's like, yeah, that's an elephant. I mean, that's good for an elephant. This is good for a murderer. But so he's allowed to participate in art shows. He gets to go out on furlough and just have his art shows and do great.
How can a guy go murderer? He's a death row murderer.
Trudy gets even more insane in Ohio, where he is. Huh. He is allowed to go Christmas shopping in 1973, a year after they abolished it. He's on death row a year earlier. Huh. He gets to go Christmas shopping, and they just leave him for 3 hours, and it's crazy.
He disappeared.
He didn't come back.
He was Christmas shopping. So he's not going to get the presents for the people? No, he's going to get their Christmas present. He disappeared. He would trade his freedom for Christmas presents?
Yeah, I feel really bad for that inmate who was his secret Santa who didn't get a gift that year.
Yeah, and here he bought a gift for someone, so secret Santa's all messed up. So he takes the cash, just disappears, goes on the lam, hides out in Michigan for a while.
Yeah.
Gets a job.
Nice.
And then,
painting.
And then just gets on a bus to Los Angeles because while he's in prison, his cousin, who was a singer in Motown.
A talented family.
I think he was very artistic. He was on the Motown label. He gets shot and killed in Detroit. And the widow starts becoming a pen pal with this guy. So he just heads out to L.A. and lives with her.
Yeah, although she said she was afraid of him.
Well, yeah, but she still let him
in. I had my doubts about that.
So for 20 years, nobody ever looked for him, and then they decided to start looking at him again. And what do you know? His warrant has disappeared from all national databases. It's crazy.
After 20 years.
By accident.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
So they never found him?
Well, so
it's an unsolved mystery.
America's
Sorry.
Most Wanted does a story on him, and boom, just all these reports about he's here in L.A. with this cousin, the cousin's widow, and she tells him, which I can't believe she did this, Drew, where she's told him that, hey, I got a call from the FBI. They're looking for you, and that's all he needed to go. See ya.
Yeah, she said she wanted him to go.
But
was that actually when she got a call from the FBI, or did she make that up and then they called later?
No, I thought she actually got a call.
Well, she did later. I knew that, but I didn't realize it was the same time.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe not. Maybe that is what. Maybe she just made it up to get him to go.
That was my whole point about that story. Was I felt like they knew he was in contact with certain people, and they knew what he was all about. Why don't they lean on those people and charge them with a crime,
or at least watch those people? Possibly,
like his dad.
Surveil.
So his fucking dad, who says, "Oh, he's paid his price. He's paid his first crime."
I ain't talking about Lester. The guy's a pastor, by the way. He's like, "I ain't talking about pastor. Lester." And then they realize, oh, that he's been calling someone down in Georgia. And by the time they get to Georgia, that person is gone. But they're pretty certain it was Lester, and so nobody knows where he is now. But Brandon, you said that you saw a story where there've been sightings and leads on him.
Oh yeah, since this has aired. Apparently they've been receiving hundreds of leads. Now, I don't know if that's good or bad, because sometimes hundreds of leads can lead
too
you
many.
In all different directions.
Yeah, people are too helpful.
Yeah,
and they
but
get
it,
lost
it definitely,
running down all those fake tips.
Well, just
it definitely it. Seems like they're on to him in some way, shape, or form.
Just look for a okay artist for a murderer.
That's going to be hard.
Well, you know he's still doing his art.
But $50,000, isn't it, for whoever can find Lester?
Oh, really? Nice.
Said reward, the USMarshals.gov says reward increased to $50,000.
I always find it at least a little bit satisfying when they find these guys at the end of their life, which is not the time you want to be in prison when you're 75, 76 years old. Nice way to end your life.
Like Johnny D. Soul.
Like who?
Johnny D. John Demjanjuk.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Johnny D, of course.
Or the golden,
Johnny D.
Golden State Killer, who looks just like Johnny Yum Yum.
Yeah.
And who else? Bulger. Whitey.
Whitey Bulger. Oh,
Whitey, Bulger
yeah.
Whitey Bulger, who really should.
Oh.
He got this, he's got his ass kicked.
Punished
he got
for being Whitey.
Ass murdered.
Going by Whitey, too.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Too
inappropriate.
Bad. Sorry, Whitey.
I know there's something really satisfying about them finally getting caught.
Yeah, it happens to a lot of mob guys. A lot of mob. And Gotti, you know, Gotti went to prison when he was in his 50s. So, you know, they get away with it for a long time, and they're pretty cocky. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, really?
But I'm an old man. Fuck you!
Yeah, and like Johnny D., there was that stretch where a lot of old Nazis kept getting brought
in. Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty great.
That was a fun stretch.
But that's just about done now, right?
Yeah, because they're all dead.
Yeah, there are very few left.
But this guy, when they take him back to Ohio... Ohio has the death penalty again, so they can put him to death.
Oh, cool.
Yay.
That'd be cute.
Put him down. I can't believe he got to go Christmas shopping. Oh, by the way.
That was so
plain,
stupid. I just
plain
couldn't
clothes,
believe.
Too. Not even
of course. Wouldn't want him to upset people with his prison outfit.
I think they said all the inmates.
They let them split up. They're like, go get your Christmas gifts and we'll meet back here. It's like, no, there's no way this can't be happening.
Frankly,
really?
I'm amazed and kind of angered at anyone that did show back up at the arranged meeting place. Why wouldn't you just bolt? Right?
Well, he had plenty of time to arrange it, too.
I'd kind of figure, you would kind of somebody think some kind of hidden camera show. Like, can I really just walk away? Okay. All right, see you later.
Total bullshit.
I still didn't understand, why did he shoot that girl? She's 14.
It didn't make any sense to me either. I don't know. Did he
rape her? I didn't.
He had sexual assaults, didn't he?
Yeah.
Over a younger woman?
Maybe they just left that out of the story.
That fucking guy. Paulina Porizkova is whining again.
Ugh.
What you want now?
Rick Ocasek's money.
I mean, he's got it.
He really stiffed her in this will, and I'm not sure I understand what's going on, because she claims that... I just gave him all the money. I was making millions, and I just gave it all to him, and then he leaves his will to everybody else but me.
Yep.
How is it that he could
that's
do
why
that?
It's his will.
So she really did not have her own money. She just gave it all to him.
What about her modeling money?
Well, yeah, she made a ton of money modeling. That's what is so crazy about it. She made $6 million, which is the biggest deal ever, in 1988, and then she made a bigger deal in 1995, and then she claims... she put her life's earnings into the marriage. I don't even know what that means. I mean, her name would be on things. You know, she was leaving him, too. And I would imagine that most of that would have been fleshed out.
Well, just be really nice to her, because she posted on Instagram today that she's very, very depressed. Look at this. Yeah. Look how long this post is. Can you see it on
the
screen?
Oh, my God. Look at the picture.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the picture's got her, like, the back of her hand on her head, like, oh.
Yeah.
And then she's going through, you know, everything they've gone through, blah, blah, blah. Look how long that post is. And then it ends with, don't worry, guys. I'm not suicidal. I just feel really, really bad.
I wonder what the comments are.
Oh, they're all supportive.
Look how long her neck is.
They're all supportive, Drew.
Seriously, Shoshana thought she has a very long neck.
She does. What's kind of pathetic is, so I'm reading a story about the latest on her, which is that, yeah, she's really upset and she got screwed and she's suing the estate. Now, I wouldn't think if you were a spouse, wasn't she technically still married to him when he died?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think they were divorced yet.
Finish their divorce, yeah.
And she's the one who put out these, you know, sappy, happy, well, yeah, it's like we're riding a tandem, or we're not riding a tandem anymore. We're just riding separate bicycles, and we're still a family. We're just not in love anymore. And she was the one that was announcing it, like, I'm the fuck out of here. And, you know, she's 55. So anyway, the story was sort of going into, well, what kind of modeling could she do now? And it's like, I don't think so.
Very little.
Maybe she could do, can she do some old lady modeling?
Or she could do the woman who has a headache modeling because her hand on the back of her forehead, she looks like she's...
Are you saying that was an audition?
Yes.
Well, they were saying that, yeah, she could get some work. She should go back to work. She's not going to make a lot of money, but she could, it may like make, you know, she could pay for her light bill or something.
Here's a post. Here's a post from her Instagram October 13th. The trucks are here. 219 boxes all packed by me and my friend, plus with a little help from my friends, and this is just the beginning of the end.
Moving. I have no skills.
And she's wearing a mask in the picture while all these guys are putting boxes in the truck. And the first comment underneath,
I am not work material.
First comment underneath, take off your muzzle. You're a woman, not a dog. She's wearing a mask. And that reply spawned 113 replies. Which I'm not reading. So then she has some other posts.
I bring nothing to the table.
There she is in the empty house, I guess.
Yeah, poor me. Poor me. Hey, he died. He's dead. You are alive, honey. Okay?
So then,
like a leopard carpet?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So then she talks in this post, how about she's going to take a break and she's off. This is October 16th. But what do you know? Here's a post from October 17th, and it starts with, I'm officially off, taking a break, but I can't resist. One of my dearest friends just wrote a book, and she posts the book. Here's another post, then 6 days ago. Happy birthday, Lincoln. I know I said I'm off for a week or two. You're not off
but
if you
nobody
keep
is holding you to this.
Get off if you're going to get off. You can wish Lincoln a happy birthday when you come back on.
What is there some law that you can't post when you're off?
Oh, and then she posts another one the day after that.
I think we should reply to her and say, I thought you were off.
She's nuts, man.
Yeah, she's really sounds like she's falling apart. And I would love to know what the truth is in this thing, because I don't even know how he writes a will without her in it unless there's something already arranged. Because that's what they had an attorney who was sort of analyzing it. He was saying, well, you know, a lot of times when you have two very successful people like this, they frequently do have, you know, they may have separate things and they have different kids. Ocasek has kids from two other marriages. I thought it was just one, but he actually had a child with his first wife, two with his second wife, and I think he had two with Paulina Poroskova. So... anyway, her friends were saying that at the end of the marriage that she really resented Rick because she depended on him for money. And I don't know why that's his fault. I'm not sure how that even works. Why would she depend on him for money? She's divorcing him. Well, why are you divorcing him if you depend on him for money, if you have no wherewithal whatsoever?
Well, and maybe he's divorced.
Seems to me in the divorce that you would get your marriage money or some of it out of the marriage. I mean, I really... feel like she is leaving out large chunks of this story.
It's a mess.
And just leaving in the poor me part.
Oh, time to do porn.
Oh.
And she could do porn. She could make some money on porn. She could pay the rent
month. She didn't even have to do porn. She could just do OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, yeah.
She'd make a killing. You know she'd make a killing on OnlyFans.
Yeah, she could blow somebody once in a while on there. It would help.
The ghost of Rick Ocasek.
Come on, she's got a name. She could do something.
She could.
Name.
I don't think she could get a guy wearing a Rick Ocasek mask.
I don't think she wants to
get a Benjamin Orr mask and have a threesome.
That would be a cool.
That's a great idea,
I'm
Mark.
I'm just spitballing.
Cool genre.
Here.
No, green light.
And so
thinking.
Is she.
Hey, this is Paulina Porizkova porn. Green light thinking only. What if, I mean, just out of the clear blue sky, she blows the drummer?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Guy, or the guy with the drummer mask on. Real drummer. He's alive.
Oh, yeah.
The real drummer.
Or how about a cover
band? He
probably
needs money, too.
Cover band of the Cars.
Or bangs an actual car.
These are all great ideas. I want to send a tape to her.
I don't know. I would tell you, Pauline, I'm coming up with great ideas, and you're just pooping them all away. Don't want to do this. Don't want to do that. What are you paying me for?
A third of Americans have lied to their current romantic partner about the number of people they've had sex with 40% admitting they haven't shared their number at all. A survey commissioned asked Americans how they talk about sex. 58% of people said they shared their number of past partners with their current partner.
Oh, and your number's so high, sometimes it's hard to remember.
32% said they lied about their number, with 1 in 5 saying it was because they thought their new partner would judge them. They also ranked the most important sexual topics to discuss, including preferences, consent, and kinks.
Isn't it always the guy adds 3, the girl subtracts 3?
That might be.
I haven't gobbled 1,000 cocks like you think I have. I was trying to impress you.
A third of Americans have lied to someone another about their partners. A study of 2,000 Americans who had sex found that 32% have fibbed about how many past partners they've had, with more men than women admitting to lying. Revolts revealed that 1 in 5 held back the truth because they thought their partner would judge their real number.
Do you have any idea how much snatch I get whenever I want it? And you know what? Sometimes when I don't.
17% of respondents thought their partner's number was too different from their real one, so they chose a fake number closer to their partner's. It's no wonder.
Virgin hang like sleeve of wizard.
It's no wonder so many are hiding their numbers, since it came out as one of the most uncomfortable topics to discuss with a significant other. Most uncomfortable conversation topics with romantic partners. Number one, number of sexual partners, 45%. Past sexual experiences, also 45%. Sexual preferences, 33% found that uncomfortable. Kinks, 32% found that uncomfortable. And 27% were uncomfortable about what they can do better in bed. Would be awkward. Found another tricky conversation. Response: currently in a relationship. 2 in 5 have not shared their number with their partner when asked why they've held the number back. 48% confessed they'd be worried about their partner's reaction. 61% of men were losing sleep over their partner's possible reaction to their number. What? Losing sleep? Really?
Men? 61% of men were losing?
Yeah.
What a lie.
Really?
A third of respondents shared their digits within 6 months. 40% dished in the first 3 months of the relationship. Almost a quarter shared their number just because their partner told them theirs. 22% confessed they tell their significant other everything, and 1 in 5 disclosed it simply because they were asked. It's a really
13. 2000.
Most important topics to discuss with romantic partners. Number one, sexual preferences. 59% said it was important. Consent. 53%. Really, you have to discuss consent?
I've had sex with 3 chicks that allowed me to, and 4 that didn't want me to.
Nothing gets the mood going more than consenting.
53% felt that's one of the most important things to discuss in a relationship. 41% what they can do better in bed.
If you're in a relationship, isn't it really? Well, I guess.
35%. Wanted to discussing kinks is important. What I can do better in bed, 34%. Although, wait, 41% think it's important to talk about what you can do better in bed, and only 31.4% say what I can do better in bed. That's a 7% discrepancy. Number of partners, 31%. Previous sexual preferences, 30%. Yeah.
He's very good in a bed.
Okay, so this is one of the final days of my Clark month.
Yeah.
So we'll let something go here in a couple minutes. I'm trying to think. There was just one other thing I was going to mention because they spent a lot of time on it this morning, and I did see it during the day a little bit too. This Shelby Township thing is just, God. Why is this still going on? The police chief had tweeted some things that, and I think he was using a different domain than his own name. Using a different name, and
He's using a burner account, yeah.
People did not like what he had said, and so he ends up being suspended for a month. And the city council or the Shelby Township Council or whatever had determined that, yeah, they would have him back after a month. Well, these protests just go on and on. This has been months. He's been back for like 4 months, I think. They're still protesting.
I think Detroit will breathe might be running out of things to protest, maybe.
Well, I don't know. Why is it so important to fire this guy? You know, that's what I would really like to know. What is it that makes this absolutely unacceptable that he was only suspended for a month? A month suspension is pretty serious.
But it's not even about that anymore. Now it's about, you know, they said,
the protests,
okay,
and yeah, what happens now, at the protests.
And the people that get arrested, because that's the one thing Detroit Will Breathe accomplishes, which is getting the people out of jail and the charges drop. So now aren't they calling him the Shelby Six?
Shelby Will Breathe? Is that what they're calling
like the Chicago Seven? Yeah. They're calling him the Shelby Six.
They were protesting. And they were blocking traffic on 23 Mile, and they were warned multiple times that this was not okay. And then they did end up arresting some people who would just not comply. And also, they were resisting and assaulting a police officer. So then they moved the protest to the courthouse where they were protesting, demanding their release. And Shelby Township was adamant that there was no reason they should be released. But the protesters claimed the cops were pushing them around and swinging batons at them. And they also claimed that they strip searched a girl. And Shelby Township responded specifically to that, saying is absolutely false, that she wormed out of her handcuffs and took her own clothes off. Mm. That they did not ask her to strip, that she stripped on her own.
I'm sure it's on videotape somewhere.
Probably is.
Videotape. Video somewhere.
Shelby Township is 25 years in the past.
So, yeah, the protests are about the BLM protesters who have been arrested. They are demanding their release. And this is leading to more problems because, you know, honestly, I got to tell you, from what I saw on the news, it looked to me like they're trying to sort of pick a nerve of the police and get them to react, which they do after a while, because the guy came out and said, if anybody bangs this door one more time, you're going to be arrested. Apparently somebody's banging the front doors. I mean, it just didn't sound very productive, to be honest, but I don't know. I mean,
and they broke the door of my mom's room.
If this guy stays a cop,
they broke the closet door.
If he stays a cop for another 10 years, are they going to just keep protesting, protesting? Yeah. I mean,
they broke the door of my mom's room.
That's actual audio.
I really think Mark's onto something, because, like, without this, where would Detroit Will Breathe be today?
I don't know what they're going
to
do.
You know, they have to go somewhere, and Mark has made the comment that without something to protest, they kind of cease to exist. So,
well, they broke Elian's bed.
There weren't many problems with Detroit police until these protests. I mean, isn't that true?
Well,
they didn't
shoot.
They didn't have a history of shootings, of bad shootings.
They've done really well, actually.
No, they had the shooting of this guy who shot at them first from about 5 feet away. And still people are insisting that they shot him when he was on the ground and they killed him. I mean, that's just not the one that's going to get people all worked up.
He's allergic to things that they don't know.
He turned and fired a gun twice at a policeman who's standing 5 feet away. And the other guy responded very quickly and shot his ass.
Wow.
I mean, it was fucked. It was like, why would anybody do that? It was crazy. The guy they were, and they were, I think, trying to talk to somebody about a triple murder.
Yeah.
That had occurred in that very area. So, frustrating.
My God, America, what did you do to this boy?
Why don't you get us out of here?
By the way, we need to call him. Have you watched that documentary yet? 537
I have not
votes?
Watched it.
I did.
Did you? I mean, I was raving to you and Trudy about it. Did you like it?
I will be honest with you. After the first 20 minutes, I fell asleep. But
oh, wow, okay.
I woke up and I watched the remainder of it. And I actually learned so much more about that, because when everything was going on with Alien and with Florida in 2000, you know, I was 15, 16. Yeah. I didn't care.
Well, it's kind of a what I was amazed by.
What Billy, is the documentary again?
It's called 537 Votes. It's on HBO.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Billy Corbin, who did Cocaine Cowboys.
And Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, William Patrick Corbin. I can't remember the other thing he did. He did another really famous documentary, probably Miami-based. And so he breaks down how Alien led to the revolt vote by the Cubans in South Florida, which led to the disaster of 2000. But he makes that kind of a heavy topic, or at least confusing topic, pretty easy to understand and pretty enjoyable to watch. I thought. I mean, he used clips of SNL and Conan. And
That's right. You were telling me that.
He's just a really good documentarian. But the whole first half is a lot of it's about Alien, which some of the stuff I don't remember. And there's only three shots of Donato. I wanted more Donato in it.
There should have been more Donato. Yeah.
How's Donato look?
Maybe that's why.
Que pasa? Que pasa?
Well, maybe that's why Colin expressed our outrage that he does not get his fair amount of attention.
I'm wondering, did he even get interviewed by Billy Corbin and just end up on the cutting room floor? Because the only three shots of him were archived footage. One, him on the boat, because he's the fisherman, TM, as Clark used to say.
Yes.
And then another shot is they started talking about how all these representatives from the U.S. House and Senate came down there to get a picture with Alien Republicans because I guess Republicans wanted him to stay, Democrats wanted him to leave. And so one of the pictures is with a female Republican House member and Donato and Alien. Like, I don't know why Donato was in that picture. And then, of course, the famous picture.
Donato, the fisherman, was holding Alien here.
He was in the closet with Alien when they were...
Yeah, the most famous moment of the whole thing.
Yeah, and that just showed how outrageous.
I forgot how
show
wild,
of strength.
How wild that raid was.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And, of course, you know, they blame it all on Janet Reno.
She was right, though.
And they wouldn't give up the kid. You know, he had a father in Cuba. I just didn't understand why anyone felt that his father, who desperately wanted him, would not have first dibs.
They said it in that most of America thought he should go back to his father.
That's how I remembered it.
It was an immigration issue where in South Florida, the family treated it like a family court issue, and the family court judge ruled that, no, he should stay here. That's when Reno came in to say, no, this is an immigration issue, and sent him back. But that raid just looks messed up.
That was...
And, of course, there's a sign. Someone had a sign there. It's like, Reno got practice at Waco.
Will Ferrell's Jenna Reno is funny as hell.
Yeah, that's in there, too. I thought it was a really good
documentary. Jenna Reno's dance party, wasn't that what it was?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch that when we get done here.
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow, Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. And Carl has obtained a Chad Daybell, Lori Vallow podcast.
Oh, great.
And he'll be sharing that with us tomorrow and more. So we'll see you then. Thank you.
Sounds like a great one.
You like to laugh at me because I'm hungry.
Anything for you and your little worm. That's right. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Huh?
Come on, big man, and take out that pathetic little penis and show me.
What?
I want to see it right now. My friends and I need a good laugh. If you've called before, you know what to do. So do it. Enter your credit card anytime during this message.
What?
Or press the one key to use your personal check.
All right.
Well, my little cock slave, you and your disappointingly small penis are going to serve me. I'll teach you to listen by punishing and humiliating your little cock on a regular basis for only $3.99 per minute.
Yeah, right.
We'll be very discreetly billed on your Visa, MasterCard, American
Express, Discover, my small schlong.
CTG, or Eclipse.
Apparently somebody
no
does.
No credit card, you pathetic little bitch. Then press 1 and use your personal check.
No.
Remember, you must be at least 18 to use this special service. A small $4.99 connection fee will apply. So, my little penis slave, enter your credit card number now, and let's get started.
No.
Listen to all that demand for money, checks, and credit cards, and everything else. All they have some slut tell
Are
you how
you
small your
to
wiener
go
is.
All the way? Then go ahead, lover. Give it to me now. Your credit card number, that is. Make sure to press the pound key when you're done, and I'll be right back.
Yep, I think they gave up, finally. Boy, that was pretty relentless.
Boy, oh boy.
Any time right now without a credit card?
Huh?
Just call 1-900.
The call is only $4.99 per minute and will be discreetly billed to your phone. So for a nasty $5 a minute.
God, that's outrageous.
And if you're at least 18, just call 1-900-772-PENIS. Your lady is waiting for you right now.
Oh.
Can't dial a 900 number?
Yeah, we can get it billed. We can get it billed to the radio station instead of putting it on our credit card. Yeah. We can bill the radio station for having someone tell us how small our penis is.
Yeah, perfect. It's funny the amount of people
out
perfect.
There.
Isn't it funny how people would actually pay money to be just barraged about how small their wiener is?
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Takes all kinds.
Yeah, I'm telling you, God, there's some creeps out there. Look, it's not the fact of having a small wiener. It's like your vag is so damn huge that who wouldn't fall in it?
Looking for some conversation? You will speak to an interesting girl who is both fun and very special.
This woman is weird right here.
Everyone gets custom service.
Everyone.
So you actually pick the lady you want for conversation. All this for only $4.99 a minute.
Oh, is that all?
$1.99 connection fee.
Oh, really?
If you're at least 18.
What a deal.
And ready to have fun, just hold on. To the phone, that is. The billing will begin in 2 seconds.
Jeez, the puns are so bad.
Is anybody like there and stuff?
Would somebody connect me to some bitch?
Yeah, I thought they're supposed to be like hot chicks and stuff picking up the phone. Hello? There should be a chick picking up any second now.
Hi, this is Secretary. My name is Terry. We'd like to speak with one of our ladies.
Yes, please.
And we have ladies from 18 to their 80s, all ages in between. What age would you prefer?
I'd like 28, if that's okay.
And would you prefer a white lady or a black lady?
I guess it shouldn't matter.
White.
Okay.
White.
And sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, dominant, submissive.
Is this the number that you call where they tell you have a small penis and stuff?
You can discuss whatever you want with a lady, sir. Would you like to speak to a lady?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm a secretary, so you need to tell me what you'd like.
So you're not like one of the hot chicks that talks to people? Hello?
Oh, please! You tell me they don't...
Oh, you bitch!
You need to tell me...
Come on!
If they don't get that kind of mentality on a daily basis, somebody that would...
Oh. Come on, she'll actually hook you up with a dominatrix.
Oh, my God.
Or somebody who will just dominate you, somebody who will, you know, just sound like the biggest whore the planet's ever birthed. And one little remark about her and her job, and boom, see ya.
What's so way out of line about some caller, like, actually thinking that they could talk to the host, you know what I mean? I mean, that's like somebody wanting to do the hostess when you go into the boob bar.
Yeah,
right?
Of course the hostess always looks hot at the boob bar. Always looks the hottest, because they're wearing clothes.
I mean, I'm just amazed that an outfit like this would draw the line anywhere. Like, oh, come on, sir, give me a break. You've got the biggest creeps in the world calling this line, and just by merely asking for her, that's enough to be like, oh, that's it. That's it. Like, that's the worst thing they've ever heard.
Yeah, you've really crossed the line now.
You see how mechanical, right down the list in front of me. Okay, kinky dominatrix, blah, 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 hot and horny, blah, blah, blah.
This is the Secretary Marianne. I'm ready to connect you with a lady of your choice. What age lady would you like?
How about like, I don't know, 35?
Would you prefer a white lady or black?
I'd like a black chick.
Sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, slutty, dominant.
Can I get like sweet, sexy, and slutty?
And the name you'll be using?
Buzz.
What?
Buzz.
Customer service number in case you have any questions. One moment, please.
Okay, thanks.
Well, that was quick. 1-888. To complain because she's not slutty enough? She didn't have a problem with combining items either, did she?
No. No, she didn't. There was no response whatsoever.
Like, it's a different girl if it's hot and sexy versus kinky versus...
hello?
They're trying...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Buzz.
How you doing?
I'm fine, baby. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Yes, what you up to today, Buzz?
She asked me if I want somebody sweet and sexy, or somebody slutty, or somebody nasty, and I said I wanted somebody sweet, sexy, and slutty, and then she just didn't say what was going to happen. So do you do all three?
Well, yeah, baby. I mean, I can be sweet, sexy, and slutty.
Are you from the South? You sound like you're from Georgia or something.
I'm from Colorado, baby.
Oh, wow.
And you, where are you at, Buzz?
I'm from, like, Detroit and stuff.
Okay.
So say something slutty.
That's my buddy.
What, baby?
That's my friend.
Hi.
Hey.
His name's Jarvis.
Hey, Jarvis.
Hey, baby.
My name's Gina. Well, tell me, boys, do you have those big odds out for me already?
Yeah, well, I got my big out, and I'm going to take you from behind. What do you think about that?
Hey, cut out, Tiger Woods.
That sounds good, baby. Got your
You sound so happy.
I'm always happy when I get baby.
So tell me, you probably have a perfect pooper, right?
Well, come on, baby, it's good for.
Hey, I don't want to be like a cold shower, but I asked her for somebody who's a certain age. How old are you?
I'm 36, baby.
36? Okay, I asked for 35.
Oh, baby, you can't get exactly this Friday.
Okay.
Come on now. Hold on.
Sorry.
You, Buzz?
I'm like 50.
Oh, baby, little grave robber, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
And how old are you, Jarvis?
I'm 32.
32, and how big is your baby?
I'm coming in at 8.5.
Ooh.
Hey, wait a second. He's my little brother. He can't be 8.5.
How old are you, Buzz?
Buzz? Oh, no. I'm 50. I just told you.
No, how big is your baby?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm only like 6, but Jarvis is my little brother, and he claims he's 8.5. I don't think he's telling the truth.
Oh, I bet he is, baby. Why don't we try it in my and we'll find out, baby.
Okay. Is that how you measure?
What, baby?
Is that how you measure?
Well, yeah, baby.
Okay.
Why don't you describe your boobs?
My boobs are pretty, baby.
Good question, Jarvis.
They are nice 38 C's, baby.
Wow.
38 C's. So, do you like to play with your boobies?
Well, baby, who doesn't like to play with their boobies?
Yeah, come on, Jarvis. What are you, an idiot?
Stupid me.
I bet you like to play with my boobies, too, or baby?
I like to climb on and put my...
Oh, baby, I love...
Good job, Jarvis.
I'd like to bump your chin with my d***.
Ooh, baby, I'd like to stick my d*** out, baby.
Hey, you're really good at this, Jarvis. Have you done this before?
I bet
Jarvis done it many times.
Yeah.
Need to learn how to suck some goddamn...
Yeah,
I sound like a whore.
I'd throw out the bill before my parents see it.
Yeah, we still...
Oh, Jarvis.
We still live at home.
You could boys live at home?
Yeah. No, I mean, just for a while, until I get set up and stuff.
Oh, baby.
We were CEOs, but we got fired from our companies.
You got fired, baby. What were you doing, playing with your d*** too much?
Hey, if you bill my dad's phone, will he find out that you were black, or will he just find out that I was calling this number?
Is your daddy prejudiced, baby?
I don't know. He just might be kind of pissed that I'm calling this number.
No, baby, they ain't going to put on their one black woman up for, you know.
Hey, I don't really know how they do the billing, but I just don't want to get in any more trouble than I'm already in.
You're already in a lot of trouble, huh, baby? Now, you know what? I don't know how they do the billing, baby. That's not part of my job.
Okay. I think I'll just blame it on Jarvis.
That sounds good, baby. Let's blame everything on Jarvis.
Hey, wait a minute. Wow. So, do you like it if I were to sort of or what?
Baby, I love the taste of baby. Come on now.
Seems like you like everything, Gina. That's really hot.
When it comes to sex, baby, I love it all.
Oh.
Let's see. What else would she like, maybe?
Are you boys together right now?
Well, we're just at home, like, supposed to be applying for jobs and stuff.
I know, but are you together, babies?
We're in the same room.
You're in the same room? Do you both have your d*** in your hands?
Not really.
Could be arranged.
You better go in the other room, Jarvis. Jarvis is on the portable phone, so okay. He's walking into the family room
All right, I'll go in the other room.
Just don't bump Dad's bowling trophies, whatever you do,
yeah,
Jarvis.
Really?
I was just wondering if you boys had your d*** out together.
You're so wild, Gina.
Well, I've done brothers before, baby.
Is that right?
Wow.
Absolutely, baby.
What's the longest call you ever racked up?
I've had hour calls. I've had half-hour calls.
An hour?
Oh, hell yeah.
Were they drunk or something? What took them so long?
What took him so long?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't only one time, baby. Oh, no, baby. I worked his sweet baby.
Hey, Gina, my sister's pulling up, and she's probably the type that'll tell my dad that we're on the phone with you.
All right.
Is it okay if we call back a little later?
Would call me tomorrow morning, baby. I play every morning.
All we asked for, what was your name again?
Just ask for Gina, baby.
Gina.
Okay, and tell him.
Gina from Colorado, baby.
Gina from Colorado.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And you're not going to call and, like, talk to my sister or anything, are you?
I am. I'm going to call. What's her name again?
Gina, don't do that. You're scaring me and stuff.
I don't have your number, baby.
Okay.
All right, so you boys have a good day.
Nice talking to you.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care of yourself.
Bye, Gina.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, God. What a stupid call.
Sexiest ever.
And you are Gina?
Gina. Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
I'm going to be real honest with you. It's been a long time since I've been with a man. Spent a lot of time with the ladies. Looking to get back up on that pogo stick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that chick was terrible.
I know, baby.
Oh, I know it. Everything was
somebody pays for that?
Did she ever... every sentence ended with baby, didn't it? Every single time?
Yes. It was hideous.
I tell you what, baby.
We even started with baby.
Yep. And ended. Oh my God.
That was so bad.
She was the unsexiest human being alive.
Man, that was...
Do you think she was black?
Yeah, I think she was black.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I certainly do.
I was getting pissed. I thought she was an imposter.
I didn't know that it's a thing out there where all the black chicks are... However, that was rather interesting.
baby, ooh.
Gina, my baby.
Ooh. Well, that wasn't exactly like having people make fun of you because their penis is small.
God, yeah,
into,
really?
Like, regular phone sex and stuff.
Yeah, what happened there? Dolls, that's stupid.
Yeah, it was really... Oh my God, was she bad.
No matter how gross you got with her, I mean, I figured if I really, like, turned on just pure seedy filth, she'd come back with the same. It was just the dumbest comebacks to all of it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, she was horrible.
Like, tell me about your boobies. Oh, I got nice boobies, baby. And...
My penis is none of your business.
And... tell me about your pooper. Oh, I got a great pooper, baby. Yeah. And so?
So? She's like, so you got your d*** out yet, baby?
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, we're both just standing next to each other with our penises in our hands.
Oh, I know it.
Mike actually did have his, you know.
I know. He said he did.
Oh,
he did. I just want everyone to know. He did.
Hey, somebody really needed weird. To be honest in this thing. She wasn't. You weren't.
Sending his puny little penis satisfied me.
I'm an upstanding young man. Okay, old man.
Hey, oh boy, make
I just
sure.
Couldn't lie.
Whatever person I'm asking for or trying to ask for, or what, I will never ever ask for someone named Gina again.
Colorado.
Just in the off chance that Gina might answer the phone.
You're not kidding.
Woo!
Man, oh man. What a horrible phone sex chick.
I know. She's in the wrong business.
She had a terrible voice. Everything. There was nothing good about that
chick. I feel like we should call back and complain.
I know it. About Gina from Colorado. Not sexy. Says the stupidest things.
Do you think they would reverse the charges or erase the charges if we complain?
They'll probably go back to her and say, so they were very unhappy with their call. Oh, come on, baby. Listen, I gave those two guys everything, baby.
I told them how hot my boobies were, baby.
Conversation. You will speak to an interesting girl who is both fun and very special. Everyone gets custom service. All this for only $4.99 a minute with a $1.99 connection fee. If you're at least...
What's the connection fee? You mean the $4.99 won't cover the connection fee?
I know it.
That is.
$2.
The billing will begin in 3 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
You want your, like,
here
filing complaint?
Go. Our secretary will now connect you with the girl of your dreams.
All right, here we go.
Hi, this is Secretary. My name's Terry. I'm ready to put you in touch with a lady of your choice.
I just called a minute ago and got hooked up with Gina, and I just want to issue a complaint because I just didn't think she was very hot. She was, like, not very sexy.
Okay, well, I can put you in touch with another lady.
Nice. Is there a supervisor or something? Because I was hoping maybe I could get the charges erased, maybe.
No, it's permanent, sorry, you can't. You can only hang up.
It's permanent? Even if she really sucks? Hello?
You can call back after 2 o'clock and speak to somebody in billing in regards to that.
Billing? Seriously?
Yeah, there's nothing I can do.
Okay. She kept calling me baby. It was really stupid. You heard it, Jarvis.
Didn't go anywhere. I mean, she kept going. You'd ask her to talk about her boobs, and she'd just say, I got nice boobs, baby. And that was it. Stupid.
Hello?
Hello?
Nice hanging up, bitch.
Nice customer service.
God, they care so much about their clientele.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. Yeah, they're very concerned with service after the sale.
You can ask for another girl.
Yeah, right.
The customer is usually a moron and an ass.
Apparently.
Brother.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's bad.
You can ask for another girl. Hey, yeah. You charge me $4.99 a minute, bitch.
Thanks for being a professional customer and know what the hell you're talking about.
Who is the idiot that was on the phone for an hour with that dope?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. That guy must have fallen asleep.
I know. Seriously, who could talk to that bitch for an hour? Did you hear him, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth. Unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
She was the worst. How could that happen?
I don't know. How much do you suppose all these phones... I mean, that's one number in a sea of a billion numbers. How much do these outfits make, I wonder? I wonder how many companies there are, I mean, with all these 900 numbers. I wonder
It's billions. It's in the billions. I know. Seriously, it's in the billions of dollars.
These are like... I don't know, a handful of big companies, and all the 900 numbers are all underneath that handful of companies.
Probably.
Making billions. Yeah.
There's probably just a few big ones, yeah, and they have these, they branch out with, you know, they got 6 local sluts in this area and 7 in that area. Was she horrible, though? How could anyone hire her?
Terrible.
I mean, if this is a big company that's got regular procedures and all that, you would think she would not fall through the cracks. She was so lame.
You know it. And how do they audition these girls? I mean, how do you become a phone sex chick like that? I mean, how does that go? Obviously, I mean, look who she was.
I know.
Apparently, it doesn't matter if they sound sexy or not.
It seems like it'd be easy. You just, you know, they just have one of the managers call you, and she turns it on and, you know, does her baby thing.
Yeah, and then they go, good enough.
I got great boobies, baby.
Good enough. So I'll tell you what, get us a phone number.
Yeah, she's good enough. That's fine.
Yeah, give us a number we can connect to, and we're ready to go.
You're hired, bitch.
Yeah.
What's your social security number?
Yeah.
Well, man.
Oh, man.
I need to recover from that.
Yeah,
that was
too.
Really
that
pretty.
Was
starts out with somebody telling us how small our penises are.
Yeah.
And ends up with that gross pig.
I know it.
And then rejected by customer service, which doesn't exist, apparently.
Yeah. What a perfect 1-900 experience.
Well, excuse me. You can call back after 2 and talk to billing. Can you imagine what that experience would be like?
Oh, God. Yeah, right. Like they're going to take immediate action.
I don't want to hear any word out of your mouth unless it's, I want to pay by cash, check, or charge.
Wait, I think we have some audio from the billing department.
Yeah. Stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
That's a fact.
That would be the number one billing response.
Yeah. You stupid idiot. Get the out of here.
Yeah. Or,
let's not act like we're 3 years old. Here. If you're going to state a sentence, don't just state a blanket sentence. Be real specific.
Well, so much for it. We haven't done any sex line, 1-900 sex lines in quite a while.
Quite a while.
With good reason. I think that ought to keep us off those for a while.
Really?
Bitch!